This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
There are laws against this.
Dougie.
I kind of got tingly.
Peter.
It's this, bitch.
Charlie.
I'm smarter than you, for sure.
And Jeffrey.
Please.
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Dougie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837.
Look at this facial hair.
Oh, you're so handsome.
Oh, I don't like it.
I trimmed
my beard. I just said it's getting out of.
It was terrible.
Out of control. But now I.
You miss it.
I want it back. Yeah, my beard looks like it has AIDS now.
No, you look so much better.
Very thin and patchy.
You look thin. You look younger. Way better.
I don't know.
I like it.
What'd B2 say?
She said, "Cut it too short." I go, "Thanks."
No, it'll grow. Your hair fast. Your hair grows fast. It looks way good.
If Dougie's saying that, you know it's bad.
No.
You're right.
If she likes
you're
something.
Right. You're right.
Look at Dieter's chin. You could hide a dead animal in there and you wouldn't even know.
It looks like your bush.
Yeah, there's...
That's funny.
But, you know, my beard grows pretty fast, so I think I could grow this back in no time.
Good.
But it is kind of a pain in the nuts a little bit. And... so many of these guys, they have these really great-looking beards. I don't know what they're doing. They must be putting a lot of effort into that.
Who? Name one person.
Oh, I don't know. You see people online, just pictures of dudes. They have these great beards that look like they're... I don't know what it looks like. It looks like you ever see in Bel Air or something, these mansions that have, bushes that are trimmed into the shape of an elephant or something like that.
Yeah.
The hedges. That's what these dudes' beards look like. I don't know how they even do that.
They probably have product that they use.
Sure.
A whole, way more than
I didn't put anything in my beard.
Right.
You didn't do any of the beard oils?
No, didn't do anything.
What is the point of those?
I don't know. It's supposed to make your beard softer, I go. I don't want... I want my beard to be...
rough. Like sandpaper.
Yeah, I don't want it to be too smooth and...
20 grit.
Silky like a...
like beautiful ladies' hair. You
yeah,
don't like
I don't
ladies'
want
hair coming from your head.
True. Yes, Jeffrey. What is it? You're hovering.
He's got the beard.
Ugh. Yeah, I got a beard. I mean, I just shaved it right down here, down on my chin, and right along my jawline, so it looks somewhat presentable.
Let me just say, do you want a suggestion, or should I not give him a suggestion?
No, Robert, I want him to keep going with this.
Okay.
I know what you're gonna say. Just
okay.
I know because of right here.
Yeah,
where...
just let that go.
So
I like
his
that.
Beard goes to his eyeballs.
Well, I like that Teen Wolf look.
Yeah. Well, now that Dieter says something, kind of spoiled it. I might shave the whole thing off for our trip.
Dieter.
I
did it. I like that.
Yep, Dieter ruined the whole thing.
Rover said Rover goes.
But I thought you were gonna do what your best friend.
No, it's just I thought I'd change it up. What I might do is if I do shave, I'm gonna shave the beard up. I'll keep the mustache in this little patch right here.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks good with a beard, full beard.
Yeah, he has, I don't know how to explain it for the radio, but between, I guess, around your cheekbone, where normally you wouldn't have a lot of hair growing there. I mean, mine won't grow that far up anyhow.
Yeah.
But I trim just a little bit. You get like a couple of scragglers, little teeny tiny, like right there. So you trim that just to make it a little straight right there on your cheek. His goes up to above his, like his hair goes above his cheekbone. But that's okay. I like it.
Looks manly.
You look like one of those guys on National Geographic Channel, like the kind of dudes that are covered in hair.
Oh, the Wolf Man?
Yeah.
Mud?
Huh? What? Mud?
It's
mud.
Dark.
What's she talking
about? He's got...
No.
Jeez.
Where you're going with it?
What did you just say?
No.
What did you just say?
Mud. He's covered in mud. Doesn't make sense. Mud.
Okay.
Man, we were having a good time, too.
Yeah, weren't we?
Dina ruined it.
No.
Hey, mud.
Mud butt.
That has nothing to do.
Just say the word butt.
Yeah, just throw out weird, random stuff.
Yeah. Mud puddle. Joe, you're on. Yeah, this guy. Look at this dude on RMG TV that has just hair all over his entire. Yes, did you?
Ew!
You've never seen these guys before? The Wolf Men?
No,
good morning, Joe.
Like Bat Boy.
Good morning, Rover. How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I've been growing a beard for like a year and a half now. I heard you guys talking about it. And, yeah, I mean, it's not just the softness with the oils and stuff. Like, the sun and the wind kind of dries the hair out, makes it look all frayy and stuff. So it's kind of to help it look more tamed as well. Mm. But it really is like a lifestyle. I mean, it takes a half hour longer to get ready to kind of make sure it's not all like stuck one side.
Oh,
like,
my God. Half an hour? Wow,
oh, yeah,
I never did that once.
I mean, my beard's almost down to my nipples. I mean, it's,
wow.
Oh, that's long.
Wow.
It takes a lot of time, though, for sure.
I think that's too much. I mean, I don't have that kind of time. That's why the one upside of being a bald guy like me is you don't have any maintenance. I don't need to add maintenance. The one thing that's nice about being bald is you don't have to take the time to do it. You don't have to do your hair. You don't have to buy product. You just shave your head and go. That's it. Yeah, I shave my head twice a week.
For sure.
So why would I then offset that with a half-hour routine for a beard? That's insane.
Look manly, man. It's the trend right now.
I don't know if it's manly to spend a half hour in the bathroom putting different oils in your hair.
I don't know. Cute girls like it. I mean, not just about the appearance, but...
Keeps
the dirt out of your mouth.
I was watching TV yesterday, and I started paying attention. It was right after I trimmed my beard. I started paying attention to commercials. Every dude in a commercial has a beard now, every single one. And he's right. It is whatever he said, it's a trend or whatever. But
I mean, I've been growing one way before it was quote-unquote cool, but I just think that now it seems like everybody... I don't agree with the whole man bun thing. I think that's a little too much for me, but I'd rather be bald and have a beard than have long hair and no beard. That's how I look at it.
Now, I do have male pattern baldness, so I could grow. I couldn't grow a hair on top of my head. It would be like a horseshoe shape. But I could let that grow in the back very long, and then I could man bun it up on top of my bald spot. What do you guys think of that look? You like
love
that?
It.
That's a look.
With a beard?
Love it.
Did you get my picture? If you guys want to see Jeffrey's beard from the side, like up close.
Did you email it? I didn't get it.
Oh.
Is there food in it?
Never mind.
Wow. We were having fun up until that.
Jake writes, I love the show. I listen daily. However, as much as you guys give Doogie crap about certain phrases, I've come to notice that the rest of the show has latched onto a phrase that is really annoying. The phrase, of course, is I'm talking. To elaborate, the phrase is usually a preface to a list of stuff. I've heard you do it. Nads did it in the aftermath, and I'm 99% sure it was Charlie that started this. It was funny at first, but holy crap, it's annoying now. You have to put this into context.
I can hear
I'm talking?
No, you're saying it wrong.
Yeah, you're saying it wrong. I mean...
It's so, somebody's talking over you.
No.
No.
Is that what he's talking
it's
about?
It's like a list. Like,
I'm talking chocolate.
First I started. Now I'm talking. Nad's doing it.
Yeah.
Rover's doing it.
Yeah.
Theater's ripping me off.
Oh, I've never said
off.
That.
Doogie's ripping me
I
off.
I hate that phrase.
That is something.
I'm talking about Cheetos.
I totally credit Charlie with coming up with that phrase.
So you guys all stole
he
from
me. He
does
say that the Nads did it, and then Doogie, of course.
Uh-huh. I don't do it.
Oh, I'm talking about one Monday you do it, Tuesday.
No, I don't. I don't do that. I will in like 6 months. I'll steal it from him.
I'm talking about getting on my knees for Neds, juggling his balls.
Not using it correctly.
You really aren't.
There's no about in there.
I'm talking
ball juggling.
You are.
Taint tickling.
That sounds right.
Taint tickling.
Corey writes, I have a question for the crew. How has Rover never been called out for how he speaks whenever there are two words in a sentence where the first ends in an S sound and the next begins with an S sound? I'm willing to bet you just did it. What is he talking? You separate the words with a dramatic pause instead of blending them together like everybody else in the world. If nobody has noticed this, it will now and forever stick out further than Charlie's dong. Now, Charlie's small dong. You like how I put that dramatic pause
in there? Is that what he's
talking
about? I've never noticed this.
That's what he's talking about. Sorry, I actually pronounce each word. I'm not a mumble rapper. Lorena writes, boofing sounds like the perfect challenge for your show. You need to get the guys to boof some weird things. Nads already said he would. The only question is, will Dieter challenge him to take more up the ass?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like my kind of challenge.
Dieter, you want to boof? You guys can boof.
Yeah, get some Coke. Ugh. Get some liquid. Get a water bottle. I'll do it.
What could they boof? What do you want to boof?
They did Easter eggs that one year, remember?
Oh, yeah, that worked out good.
Someone boofed Easter eggs?
We sat on them.
Picked them up, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
Half a boof.
That was just in the cheeks. That wasn't true boofing.
I don't know.
Let's boof Easter eggs. Let's step this up a notch.
We already did it.
Maybe a Cadbury egg. No, even those are pretty big. Cadbury eggs are actual egg size, right? I was thinking of the little... You know those little teeny ones?
Chocolates.
Yeah, they're just a little bit bigger than a jelly bean. Maybe you could boof that.
That might get lost.
Oh, that's not coming back out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that melts. Tiffany writes, Rover, I'm a 29-year-old woman from Richmond, Virginia. I love the show, but usually listen to podcasts on iHeart the day after they are posted. I'm listening to Monday's show, and y'all, see, I use that word
y'all.
Since we've been to Texas, y'all are talking about California passing laws that require companies to hire more women. I just need to say that this is just another instance of a few people having terrible logic and mindset towards women that has caused all men to have to deal with the consequences. Let's face it, there are a good amount of men who would never hire a woman for certain positions, no matter how qualified they may be. This thinking of a few have left women in the dust for years, and now, in an effort to give those women a leg up, it's affecting the men that are a little more open-minded and would hire a qualified woman. I love the show and just wanted to somehow throw in my point of view on this matter. I agree. This law sucks. She's talking about the law in California that requires public companies to put at least one woman on their board of directors. Sometimes two, it could mandate two, it could mandate three, depending on the size of the board of directors. But I think that's ridiculous. What's next? They're going to mandate you to put a black guy. They're going to mandate you to put an Asian American. They're going to mandate you to put someone with a disability. They're going to mandate who knows what else. Why not? Janelle writes, I have a 2018 Yamaha VX Limited. And without a doubt, and it's some sort of jet ski, I guess. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, there is great suspension. You can hit a wave like it's no big deal, and it has a ton of power. Get a new one, Charlie. P.S., I have three brand new, never used wetsuits if you'd like to purchase them. I just see Charlie.
I've already looked into wetsuits.
Why?
In a wetsuit?
Because the water's getting cold, and I want to keep riding my jet ski.
Seriously?
Yeah, and you just get out there, and then it'll keep you toasty for like probably. I think you could stretch it out for like another month of riding. If you had the
probably a few weeks. I don't know if you're going in November.
There's probably a couple days in November. I'm not sure yet. I don't know. I've never had a jet ski in this time of year.
Do you have insurance for your jet ski?
Yeah, I'm sure it came with it.
I just.
Wait.
I just.
What do you need that for?
Well, let's say he hits someone or.
Rover, I'm on the high seas.
Let's say
it's maritime
he hits
law.
A boat. Let's say.
Those are international waters. Baby,
so he runs over a boater, or he runs over a water skier.
Robert, that's when you ghost ride.
Let's say he
jet skis
and he loses control and he runs it into a boat.
You're always looking on the fun side of things. Who cares? I don't care. I'm not gonna get it. I don't have it. I don't know if you need it. If you do need it, I'll get it today. But if you don't,
why?
Risk
if
it.
You don't.
If you don't need it.
If you're on international waters, then who cares?
Exactly.
Right? Well,
you're not in international waters.
In Charlie's world, you are.
That's up for debate.
Uh-huh. Remember that rapper, Sean Kingston?
Yeah.
He got that jet ski crash?
Yeah.
Didn't somebody die?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that can be you.
Well,
good reference. Okay.
Well, that's a jet ski accident. We're talking about accidents.
Does your car insurance cover that?
Sure.
Now, normally your homeowner's insurance, but he doesn't have homeowner's insurance. Your homeowner's insurance would cover various claims.
Oh. I wouldn't think of that
one. You guys can try to take away the fun of my jet ski all you
okay,
want.
All
that's
right,
all just... you try to do every day. Yesterday you're hoping it exploded and murdered me. Today you want me to get in some sort of lawsuit of me murdering a child or whatever.
Something.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
I'm
just curious
fun.
The thought process that goes into the
there is no thought process.
Things.
It's the sea spray hitting you in the face, the open air,
the
me
salt,
on the water.
The salt water taste.
Yes.
Yeah. Salt water.
International waters, salt water.
Salt water there.
Oh, yeah. The seaweed.
The tampons of beautiful Lake Erie. Oh, yeah, they're out there.
It was just a straight tampon right when we got in the water.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it
kidding?
Is.
That's what you're floating in out there. Oh, yeah.
Next to a treatment plant. Like, and it was spraying into our eyes.
Just tampon
I had to
water.
Squirt so bad. After we went out Monday night, I got home and just had so much diarrhea. I don't know if it's because the water was going up that direction.
No, I
or if
think
it was
it's...
going into my mouth and then out.
No, I don't even think it's... I think it's probably...
Rover, my...
Both... You don't think it's just jiggling your intestines?
No. It's not a blender in there. No, Rover, I by the time I got off the water, I'm going to guess that I weighed 3 extra pounds from the water going in my mouth and the water
Seriously?
Going in the other direction. I was getting a straight enema, yes, on Monday. Just blasted. I felt like I tore something back there.
You could get that amoeba, brain-eating amoeba.
It's worth the risk.
Cindy writes, I never received spam phone calls until listening to the show today. So far today, I received 2 calls from Bermuda and a random United States call. I feel like Big Brother is listening to my phone while I listen to your show. Here's a guy that says, I'm jealous of podcasters. You act like you're elite because you're on the radio, LOL. Joe Rogan makes more in ad revenue, so keep working at it. I would venture to say that's probably not true. You think that Joe Rogan's podcast makes more than our show in ad revenue? I doubt it.
He does have a lot of listeners.
That may be true.
Yeah,
and you can point to like 3 or 4 podcasts that maybe are pretty big. But the vast majority of podcasts are tiny.
Bert was talking about Rogan, said it was dumb money that he's making.
Yeah.
Keep working. Maybe you'll be as big as some of these podcasters. Joe Rogan regularly gets over 1 million views. And your amateur hour of radio only gets tens of thousands of listeners. Jay... That you're even wrong about that. But, all right, keep it up, Jay. You're right. I'm jealous of all the podcasters. There's so much great podcasting out there. There's every podcast I turn to is just riveting. Are there some good podcasts? I've said yes.
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority are garbage.
70 downloads.
So stupid. You're right. I'm so jealous. I should just quit the radio and start a podcast. That's my future.
I don't get it. I don't know why everything is all podcast all the time now. You're on the radio.
And we have a podcast. We have both. So this guy's such an idiot. And by the way, I love Jay. No one listens to the show except for you, who's writing in to comment about it. Thank you very much. Download the podcast with the iHeartRadio app too, dick. Alan writes, good morning, RMG crew. First time emailer, but a loyal listener for 4 years. My friend and I met many of you 3 years ago at the Holiday Hangover. Dieter bought us a beer. Wow, Dieter, she must be good looking, huh?
Must be
you
hot.
Bought the girl a beer.
She's got to be a knockout.
We got pictures with a lot of you and got our RMG hoodies signed by everyone except for Ryan Hoppy. Speaking of 70 downloads, no. He's our old phone screener.
Wow.
Because he's a loser and we knew he wouldn't last.
Oh, be nice.
Rover called us Miss Architect and Miss Marketing. Anyway, lots of time has passed since then. I know that a lot has happened. I have 3 kids now. Oh, dear. You still buying her a beer? She's got 3 kids.
Well, she got a lot of stitches down there. Yeah.
I have a 2-year-old and 8-month-old twins. I live in the suburbs and stay at home with my babies. If you ask me then, I'd never have imagined my life like this. Getting to the point. I'm wondering if you will ever go anywhere besides Oxford's for meetups in Rochester. Oxford. The last 2 years, the golf tournament has either been on my birthday last year or this year, the day before. And I really want to see you all again, but feel horribly out of place at Oxford's.
Oxford's.
We tried stopping by last year after dinner, but you hadn't arrived yet, and I was pregnant and felt pretty weird sitting around waiting to see you, so we're hoping maybe this year, please, go somewhere else for the meetup. If not, what time will you be at Oxford's?
I'll be there. Jeez.
That's a good question. I don't know. What are we doing? Is there anything that we're doing after the golf?
I'm waiting to
after the golf outing?
I have a couple of details I'm waiting to hear from Mr. Ninny, our big boss in Rochester.
Well, what's the holdup?
I know.
I mean, it's got to be, I got to know, we should know that right now.
I'm going to.
So I can tell people where we're going to be in Rochester.
I will have
Can you just pick a place? I mean, last time I think that it was just picked.
Well, I want to make sure it's all good with him.
Well, we can pick whatever we want.
Well, we got this. I will have, by the end of the show today, I will have the information.
She sent some pictures, too. Ellen did. There she is. She's the blonde, Dieter, she said.
Cutie.
Oh, yeah, they're cute.
Now she's squirted out 50 kids, and she lives in the suburbs. And Dieter, there you are with your arm around him, probably right after you bought him a beer.
Like in a kitchen or something.
That's the armory, isn't it?
Oh, it's the backstage, yeah.
All right, Doogie, what do you have coming up on the shizzy?
I love doing stuff like this. I want to see how many crimes you've committed. These are small crimes. I have a list of things, and there were over 150,000 people that took this poll. How many crimes have you committed? I think you've committed all of them, Rover.
Oh, all of them?
Yes, I'll tell you what they are next.
All right, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Dieter wants to start hunting and killing his own food. He's been training as a chicken choker for years now.
It makes sense, right? Makes complete sense.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dizzy?
I want to see how many crimes you've committed, Rover. These are small crimes. I have a list of things that would be considered a crime. How many of these have you done? You've done all of them. I'll ask you next.
Probably. I'm just guessing. I don't know what's on the list, but we'll get to that in just a moment. I want to tell you after the shizzy, I haven't had an update on the We Don't Tip Black People napkin yet.
Okay.
Still think it's fake. I think it's phony.
Do you think it's more believable that she didn't post it? It was her mom?
Nope.
It was all calculated, you think?
Yep. She probably sent it to her mom. This is a waitress at Applebee's who claims that a couple, after they ate, they left. They scrawled a message on a napkin, a cocktail napkin, and they said, "We don't tip black people." There's a photo of it. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. She took a picture of that, sent it to her mom, and then the mom posted it on Facebook. But why would that make it any more believable?
Because she didn't go out and say, "Oh, look what happened to me at work." But she didn't tell any of her coworkers, which is weird.
Yeah, how do you not tell your coworkers that?
Well, she's newer.
How do you
still right away? You tell the kitchen, your boss, "Hey, look at this."
Right.
You think you're just not telling anybody and go home with it?
She's new. Maybe she didn't want to rock the boat.
Get out of here.
And it was a family. It wasn't just a couple. There was two young kids there, too. So would people do that in front of their kids?
Well, let's see the security footage of them. Let's identify the people. I don't think this happened. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Today, Rover, at 2:18 in the afternoon, Eastern Time, you're going to get a text from the President of the United States.
Oh, yeah? What's it going to say?
Nothing really exciting. It's actually a test. It's the Federal Emergency Management Agency said that they're going to conduct this. It's the Wireless Emergency Alert, similar to the ones conducted on radio and television. So it's just going to go to your phone.
Uh-huh.
It's going to say no action needed. Everything's okay. But at 2:18, it's just a sample of what will happen if there's an emergency crisis.
This is from FEMA, you said? I mean, those are the ones that have the death camps and all that. I don't like this. I don't like getting messages from FEMA. This is conspiracy.
Is it just going to go off like an Amber Alert does?
I hate that.
It takes control of your phone?
I hate that when it takes control of your phone and it's so loud. And it scares the hell out of you sometimes, too.
Yeah, if you're taking a nap, I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
If your phone's on vibrate, does it still ring?
I think it does. Yeah, because mine's always on vibrate.
Does it happen during the night, like any time?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of Amber Alerts that pop off and they just go... an 8-year-old was stolen. No other information. Like, what am I going to do with this information? What does that mean?
So in the past few years, when would we have had, like September 11th, obviously this would have gone off, but what other times?
If it had existed at that point, right? Well, I would say hurricanes. It could be other natural disasters. It doesn't have to be a terrorist attack.
Like...
Yeah, but probably localized to that area.
Right. It wouldn't be the whole country. I think you can probably target these based on geography.
Okay. Remember they did that in Hawaii when they thought they were getting, where missiles were incoming?
Sure. Yeah. That wasn't the federal government, but that was the state government. And they sent out an alert, missiles, incoming missile attack, take shelter. And it was a complete accident.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. We'll find out rather soon what's going on with all of this FBI investigation because it could be done as early as today.
It's a little bit odd, isn't it? Well, you know what's really odd is the FBI is not going to interview him about it, and they're not going to interview this accuser, this Dr. Ford.
Yeah.
Which I find is just, that's mind-boggling because some people say, well, she testified publicly and he testified. But they're being questioned by these senators in these politically charged questions. And remember, they're going back and forth, so each senator has a couple of minutes to ask questions, and then it goes on to the next person, so there's no coherent train of questioning. I would think you'd want to sit down with the FBI for a couple of hours, each one of them, and tell their story. I doubt that, look, they're not going to be able to come to a conclusion of whether this happened or not, I don't think, but I find it very suspicious, strange. That they're not interviewing both of these people as part of this investigation. And there are a lot of stories of people that have tried to contact the FBI with information regarding...
his drinking and his behavior.
Right. I like beer.
He does.
He loves beer.
I still like beer.
Still, to this day, damn it.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
Sometimes.
Girls drink beer, boys drink beer.
We all drank beer.
I drank beer with my friends.
Thank
lifted
you,
weights, drank beer.
More people from his college years are coming out saying we're really disappointed that he's the things that he has said, he's not being truthful.
Well, he's not. He wasn't, I don't think. Or at least he wasn't. You know, when it comes to his drinking, he... And people will say, well, how does this matter? This was high school and college. It matters because the woman who's accused him of sexual assault said that he was very intoxicated when this happened. And
sometimes I had too many beers.
Sometimes. sometimes I tried to rape chicks.
Oh, God.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do and which I fully embrace.
So that's why it matters. And it seems like he really downplayed his drinking. Look, there's nothing wrong with drinking in high school and college. I did many of the stupid things that I'm sure he did. A letter came out yesterday of him that he wrote to his friends when they had rented a condo for the 4th of July. And it talks about all the neighbors. We tell all the neighbors we're a bunch of obnoxious drunks who puke everywhere and things like that. But when he testifies, like, no, I never drank it.
Well, it was really tough for him. Access. Because obviously he was known as a partier, but he couldn't admit to ever blacking out. Because
which is, anyone who has been a drinker, you know if you're partying that much, there are times that you don't remember what happened the night before.
Exactly.
Right?
And not even that, you couldn't even admit to ever having a memory lapse. Like, have you ever forgotten anything from the night before? Which, of course, you have. Sure. But the second he says that, they're like, sorry. You guys done?
Nat's blacked out, forgot how to breathe.
Yeah, but if you go to bed, it's not the same as blacking out. What she said, you know, you just end up drinking, you go lay down.
Well, yeah, if you go to sleep, that's not blacking out.
That's what he said.
But you could go to sleep and not remember the previous night, that would be blacking out.
You don't have to black out to just not remember something that happened, but the second he would say that, they'd be like, so you could have
and you don't even
assaulted.
Have to be asleep when you black out. I mean,
no, I've been awake and blacked out.
Sure. You don't remember what you did. The next day, you don't remember some of the things you did when you were walking around and talking and doing things. That's a blackout. And it's just, to me, it's unlikely. In fact, it's impossible that this guy was such a drinker back in those days and didn't black out. That doesn't mean that he sexually assaulted anyone.
True.
Anyhow,
Did you hear the president last night? He was mocking the girl that accused him of all of this, Christine Blasey Ford. He was at a rally in Mississippi. His team has said, don't go after the victim. Leave it alone.
Yeah, people don't like that.
No, of course not. This is why women don't step forward.
His supporters, they probably do like it.
But this is somebody that says something happened to her. This is why people don't come up, because they're being mocked. They're being laughed at. It's not a joke.
What's happening now, they had gang rape. Many times. Well, that turned out to be false. So many different charges.
Who accused Brett Kavanaugh of gang raping?
I mean,
one of the girls.
Yeah, the woman with how do you say his name?
By the way, Brett Kavanaugh signed that letter to his friends with his nickname, Bart, which happens to be the name of, remember his friend Mark Judge, who wrote a book about his puking drunkard friend, Bart O'Kavanaugh? Well, Brett Kavanaugh signed, that was his nickname, and signed the letter Bart Kavanaugh. So it seems more likely that Bart O'Kavanaugh is really Brett Kavanaugh in these stories. Again, not a big deal.
But he's lying about it.
The second accuser. Wait, should I jump through on this Trump stuff to any particular time, Charlie?
No, I mean, it's 3 minutes of him. Just
I don't need 3 minutes of that. But where does he talk about her not remembering? Where's that?
I think that's right in the beginning. I believe that's. Start saying he doesn't remember. She doesn't remember where it happened, when it happened, where it happened.
Guilty until proven innocent. That's very dangerous for our country. That's very dangerous for our country. And I have it myself all the time. But for me, it's like a part of the job description. Let it happen to me. Shouldn't happen to him. shouldn't happen to him.
I also like Todd Trump is always like, this guy's such a great guy. I know him. He's a great guy. You don't know this guy. You just met him a couple months ago. Like, you don't know anything about this dude.
Did you see the latest? He's like, I don't know the guy. He just came out and said, wait, how do you meet?
One of the finest men I've ever met. Really? You just met him like 2 months ago. You really?
He just said, I don't know.
He's one of the finest men you met?
What he's going through. 36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer. Right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Well, look, I don't know whether this woman's telling the truth or not. Who knows?
Totally agree. But let the FBI, if that's what's supposed to happen.
Sure. You try not to knock people who have come forward. Well, the alleged victim. I don't know if she was a victim or not.
Amazon.
John in Grand Rapids. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Morning, Rover.
Hi.
Hey, I just got a question for you. Do you know the difference between an investigation and a background check?
Sure. What's your point?
The point is, you're talking like it's an investigation. It's not.
John, when someone's doing a background check on someone, just answer me this question. When someone's doing when the FBI is doing a background check on someone, would you say that they're doing an investigation?
No, they're doing.
They're not investigating that person's background? That's not an investigation?
What is it?
That's a lie. Of course it's an investigation. By definition, it's an investigation. They're investigating the guy's past. That's by definition. You're disputing that?
And how can you say, why not question her? They've already contacted her that they wouldn't need. They already have her testimony. What, you want her to go under the FBI and lie to the FBI?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
Okay.
Let her go in. If you think she's lying, let her lie to the FBI. And by the way, your testimony in front of the Senate is not, that's not...
yes, it is.
It's under oath.
It's not a complete... You're telling me that letting one guy question you for a couple of minutes and then a different guy question you for a couple of minutes and then a different guy question you for a couple of minutes. That's not how the FBI would conduct an investigation, would they?
No.
You know that. I know that.
It's not a criminal investigation.
So what? That doesn't matter.
It's a continuation of a background check. That's all it is.
Okay.
So
what does that have to
look
do
at
with
the
anything?
People that brought in new information to give to the president so he can put it in the folder. That's it.
So
that's all the FBI can do.
Did she bring in new information? Yes. The allegation is her allegation was in the last background check.
No.
Okay, thank you. So it's new information. Why wouldn't the FBI follow up on that?
They're following up on the people that she named.
You don't even know that. I don't know that. We don't know that. You don't know
They do. They reported it yesterday. They talked to judge for 2 hours yesterday.
Good. So they talked to one guy for 2 hours. What about everyone else? Have they followed up all of the leads? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll find out. I don't know the answer to that. Neither do you. And to say it's not an investigation, that's what they do. When you're doing a background check, that's a background investigation. It's an investigation. I don't know how you could argue with that.
What does the FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Instigating Rover. That's what it stands for.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, John.
I don't get what his point was.
I don't know. He's like, it's not an investigation. It's a background check. By definition, a background check is an investigation. Okay.
Under mounting pressure to raise wages for their lower-level employees, Amazon announced plans to raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour. That's nearly double the federal minimum of $7.25. So with that change, full-time employees will earn at least $31,000 a year.
All right. That it?
Okay.
What about your crimes?
I guess.
All my crimes. Give them to me.
Get to it.
Okay. These are crimes, small crimes, but I think everyone commits these. So, have you ever jaywalked?
Of course. Just did it the other day.
Everybody does that.
I hate it when I'm about to jaywalk and then I see a cop driving down the street. I go, like, it's usually in a busy downtown area. It just happened to me in, I think, St. Louis. And I'm like, damn it. I'm about to jaywalk. I know if I jaywalk, they're gonna pull the car over. They're gonna make a big deal about it. Like, act like it's the end of the world. I've seen cops do that.
Oh yeah, on cops.
They've even done it to me. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Remember one time I walked across the street downtown, and it was like the end of the world. And I'm like, everyone's doing it. Get over it.
Have you ever rolled through a stop sign?
Of course. Yeah. Only I got a ticket for that.
Oh, I did too. Only 51% of people in this survey said that they did. I think
by the way, well, no, I don't think. Only 15% of people say that.
51%. Half the people polled said that they do.
I think they probably do it without even realizing, just like I did it without. That's how you do it. There's no point in coming when you're in. I was in the middle of nowhere.
But still, you got to do it.
And that's just how you come to a rolling stop. You don't need to stop completely.
My sister just got a ticket for that.
Oh, no.
And she asked me, she goes, well, what is a complete stop? I never learned that. I go, you idiot. It's when the tires actually stop.
It runs in the family, doesn't it?
Stop.
I like this.
But I schooled her. I go, you deserve that ticket. You don't even know how to do a complete stop.
You're so mean. How about speeding? Only 67% of people said yes. Oh, everybody speeds.
99.9%, of course.
I've never done this. Have you ever used somebody else's Wi-Fi without their permission?
I don't know if
I've ever done that because I don't know what they have. If it's open Wi-Fi, I don't know what they might have. It could be some sort of rogue network packet sniffing.
I have not done the next one. Have you ever pirated music or illegally downloaded a movie? 78% said yes that they
Charlie
have.
Charlie and Snitz are doing this on a daily basis.
Never used Napster back in the day?
I have, sure. Way back in the day I did, but I haven't done that in a long, long time.
Did you graduate from Napster? Did you do LimeWire or Kazaa?
Kazaa was around. I tried using Kazaa a couple of times, and what would happen is you'd download something and it would just be, you'd be like, oh, here's a Metallica song. And then you'd get it and it would just be birds chirping. And they had seeded so much garbage onto Kazaa.
You must have been late then, because at first it was actually everything you wanted.
Yeah.
But porn took forever.
Yeah. Oh my God. So long.
This I would do pre-kid. When I didn't have a child, I would do this all the time. A double feature. You pay for one movie, and then afterwards, you go into another one.
I've never done that.
Oh, my God. Because I like to go to movies by myself. I would go see 2-3 movies a week before I had a kid.
Oh, a week. But saying in a day, you can go two movies?
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time.
Oh, that's like 5 hours.
Easy peasy. I would do that in 2 seconds. Love it. Did you ever drink underage? We've all done
No, I don't like beer.
I like beer. Have you ever liked beer.
Thank you, sir. Have you ever been paid under the table? Thank everybody. Have you ever?
I don't know if I've ever been paid
never?
Under.
You never have? For any jobs, any?
I don't know. Maybe at some point, at some.
Back in the day with radio stations?
I'm paranoid
stations.
Like the tax people are going to. No. Yeah, these big corporations paying you under the table.
Well,
I don't know if you know
ago?
This, but I haven't collected a paycheck from my heart once in the past 10 years.
No, 20 years ago, you never
I'm
did.
Actually paid in gold bullion that they deliver to my house.
It's usually like manual labor, that kind of jobs. You know, like, landscaping, construction, they pay you under. I've had that. It's beautiful.
And then, why do they do that? What's their motivation for doing that?
They'll kind of help you out.
Yeah, but it doesn't help them out because they can't write it off. I guess you're not paying payroll taxes or whatever, but still, it's not an expense that they can write off. So I don't know why it helps them.
But I wouldn't have stayed if I wasn't getting paid that much. So you pay them under the table, made me happy. I stayed longer.
Uh-huh.
That's true. And then finally, have you ever asked for a water cup at a fast food place? And then you went and got pop or
No, I've
coffee.
Never done that because I'm so paranoid that they're going to come out and they're just going to single me out. You wanted water. You got Pepsi.
I went to Chipotle in college with my friend, and he did that, and he got a Sprite. And they saw him and just berated him, screaming at him in front of everybody in the restaurant. We'll never do that again.
There you go. That's a Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
The official app of Rover's Morning Glory is the best-smelling app in the damn app store.
The stench is unbearable. It
smells horrific.
Get the RMG app and get the show wherever you go.
Sandy in Dayton, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sandy.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. So we were just talking about the whole Kavanaugh situation. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And I'm not taking either side on this because I'm just trying to watch the whole thing unfold. But I just heard you guys on the radio talking about, you know, Trump and making statements about how he's a good guy and all of her, I guess, all of the things that she's been saying is, I don't know, to every question. Is that right?
Well, she didn't say I don't. She doesn't remember everything that happened 35 years ago. She doesn't remember the address of the house, and she doesn't remember who drove her there. If she drove, she doesn't remember that. So she's like, right. I don't know. I don't remember.
I'm not saying she's lying, but something. So I was going to court a year ago, and something an attorney told me was, if you're on the stand and you're under pressure, the safest thing you can say is, I don't know. Even if you know the answer, if you say, I don't know, or I don't remember, the key word is remember, that they can't hold it against you in court. And they can't continue to go on about the subject matter. And the first time I said, I don't remember, the attorney who was interrogating me asked me again, and my attorney said, she doesn't remember, and they had to let it go. So when I'm hearing people say that she's saying, I don't remember, I thought, you know, I'm not calling her a liar, but I'm just saying from my own experience that in a way, my attorney kind of told me it's kind of a cop out.
Yeah, but I think it's also completely plausible that she doesn't remember something, specific things that happened 35 years ago. I don't know as if that makes her a liar. Now, I think if you're charged with some sort of crime, she's not. If you're the person being accused and you're like, I don't remember that bank robbery, me walking out of the front door holding a money bag, don't remember. That
right, exactly.
That would be a little bit different, I think. Also, that would be perjury. You would be lying if you say, I don't know, and you really do know.
Exactly.
So now what are you going to court for, Sandy?
Well, I mean, it's public information. It's out there anyway. But I was going to court for a custody case. And 4 years ago, I was suicidal. And I had taken a hydrocodone. And they wanted to know where I had gotten the hydrocodone pill.
Uh-huh.
And so in the moment, I couldn't remember. I had 10 guesses as to where. And then I remembered. I got it from the dentist. I had a tooth extracted. And I had taken the pain medication. And I had went to the hospital for being suicidal. I was going through a hard time in my life.
Uh-huh.
And I told my attorney, I said, I can't give the wrong answer if I don't know. And he said, if you're on the stand and you don't remember, if you say I don't remember, it can't be held against you in court.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So then when she was, you know, saying this, and I was hearing so many people say, oh, well, she doesn't remember this or doesn't remember that. And I thought, I wonder if someone, you know, put a bug in her ear and said, hey, look, you know, rather than saying the wrong thing, if you say I don't remember, it can't be held against you. And I thought, you know, whether she remembers or not, if she says that, like, you know, it kind of puts her in a bad place, whether she remembers or not, to even say that. But you're right. You know, if you honestly remember and you say that.
Well, there are certain things from high school that I clearly remember. I clearly remember going to certain parties. Mm-hmm. But if you were to say, how'd you get there? Who drove? Oh, I don't know. I don't remember.
Idea.
That doesn't mean that I'm lying right. about it. Now, Sandy, so some guy then accused you. So you had a kid and with some dude, and then he's like, she's a nutcase. She's suicidal. I need custody of the kid. Is that basically what was going on?
So what happened with me was I had two kids, and I was working three jobs, and my ex-boyfriend and I had broken up. And I was renting from him. His mom was my babysitter. And she called my ex-husband while I was at an Easter egg hunt with my kids. And she said, if we help you fight for the kids, will you let us still see the kids? Because she's moving away with the kids. And my ex-husband agreed. So they filed they filed a suit against me saying that I had suicidal ideations all the way back from 2014 and that I was working all the time. And so they considered me working as a single mother, three jobs, abandonment. They said that if she was feeding them breakfast and dinner and helping them with homework, that I was a less than par parent. And he was awarded full custody. So,
so you lost.
I completely lost. So we had a guardian ad litem. The judge interviewed the kids.
No offense. Hold on, Sandy. No offense, but guys never win these custody cases. Ever.
Oh, believe me. Believe me. I, of all people I know.
They must have painted you out. Either you really are a nutcase or they did a great job painting you out as a nutcase because dudes never win these. Ever.
I know. It's all public information, and he didn't seal the case. Anybody can look at it. Anybody can read it. Believe me, I wear it like a scarlet letter. I don't even have so much as a parking ticket on my record. I work for the government. Like, I don't have any, you know, I have a clean bill of health. You know, I'm not suicidal, and, you know, I stood up for myself $60,000 in attorney fees later. And
oh, man, can you believe that?
I see my kids 4 days a month, every other weekend. But, you know, hearing custody, you know, hearing any case that comes on the radio, TV, and it has flashbacks for me because I think about what my kids went through, and they're going to go through it through the rest of their life, you know, and they're going to be thinking about these things, you know, and it can be any court case out there because we had to go through it all. I mean, it was over a year of pure hell of being investigated and everything. And,
right.
I mean, they went through me like a fine-tooth comb.
Wait,
you know,
did you say
these two people are?
You see your kids 4 days a month or 4 days a week?
No, every other weekend. There's you 4 days a month.
That's it?
Yes, that's right. Every other weekend. That would be 4 days a month. I know this is hard for Doogie to comprehend.
Why not 4 days a week?
Because she doesn't have full custody of the kid, you jackass.
That sucks. I mean,
what do you? Why don't you have your kids? Why don't you see them every day?
Why not 50-50?
Yeah, wants to.
Because she lost the custody case, Doogie.
Wow, that's terrible.
Because it goes by your county, and in Clark County of Ohio, that when you only have... Because they took complete full custody from me, and I had full custody. Like, the day that it happened, the day that he took the kids, I didn't even get to say goodbye. Like, they were gone. I got a text message saying he had them. I went to the school, and the school was like, he came in with paperwork. Like, I didn't even go to court for this until a year after it happened.
Wow.
So, the rug was completely swept out from under me. I was at work when this happened to me, so... You know, I mean, it's scary. It's scary for anybody to go through anything.
So $60,000 you spent on this. Did he have better lawyers? Does he have more money than you or something? Was he able to mount a better case?
The only thing we can think of is that he went to school with the judge's son, which my cousins did also. But that's the only tie. But we even brought that up when we appealed it in Montgomery County, and it still wasn't thrown out. And Montgomery County basically said, look, the kids have been with their dad. We're not going to change the environment. And
I know. It's so weird how these things work. They're like, well, because they've been with the dad, that's it. And you go, well, they weren't with the dad. They were with me. And then he stole them.
Well, the kids have to explain it to everybody. Because everybody says, where's your mom? You know, why don't we see your mom? And I'm like, well, I'm here. And I go to, you know, to their school events and everything. But it's something that trails behind them also. It's not just me.
I think Sandy may be the first woman in all the years I've been doing this show. She might be the first woman I've talked to that actually lost a custody case.
Ever.
It never happens. And she actually sounds normal. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows what she sounded
like. My name is Sandra Abrams. Look up Clark County, Ohio's website, and you can see the entire thing. Like, but the only thing that gets me is that I have to be careful about what I say because I could be sued for defamation of character. I can only, by Clark County, by the judge, by my ex-husband, you know, by my ex-boyfriend's mom, you know, it doesn't matter what was said about me. Like, my name was trailed through the mud, but I have to watch what I say and do. So even like me, you know, calling in and talking about, you know, the Kavanaugh case and everything, I have to be very careful because, I mean, I'm a prisoner. I've been in trouble, and I've done nothing, nothing. I've worked three jobs. I've taken care of my kids. They've had good grades. But and you know, when you see the stuff on the news, you don't think about the rest of the people that it affects, the families of everybody else, and the money that is going into this. Our tax dollars are going into this. You know, the media may be having a heyday with it, but, you know, we're paying to watch it.
We are paying for all of this stuff. Sandy, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Dieter's Googling you right now. Thank you, Sandy. Got that pulled up yet? Give me all the details.
I found something.
What chicks lose a custody case? Never happens, ever.
We've listened to hundreds of them throughout the years. Never once.
Never have I heard that.
And Doogie surprised that only 4 days a month.
Oh, I would die.
But do you realize that when, like, every custody case, when you hear a guy gets his kid every other weekend, that's what it is?
And usually they get them during the week.
No, they don't.
No,
sometimes it's every other weekend. That's 4 days a month.
Like a Wednesday, maybe.
You're right.
For the first time, it's only 4 days a month.
I couldn't.
So, for instance, Dumb, our old phone screener, he went through this. Didn't he get every other weekend? That's 4 days a month.
Yeah, but he had him during the week, too.
No, but he worked out a deal.
But that was them saying, hey, his wife saying, you can take the kids these days because I just want to go, you know, I want a day off. That was not court. The court is 4 days a month. That's how often you get to see his kids.
How often is it that they don't work something out to where?
Most of the time,
four
I think.
Days an entire month.
Yes,
that's it. Seeing your kids.
Yes, that's how these work.
No, I can't.
Would you think when someone says I have my kids every other weekend, how long did you think they have the kids for?
Well, and the week.
Like, no,
and during
So you think when someone says I have my kids every other weekend that they have them during the week and then. This weekend they go to the mom, and then this weekend they stay with me?
I know.
That's not how it works.
I know a bunch of people.
When I have my kid every other weekend, that's 4 days a month.
But it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday right there alone. That's 6 days right there.
I don't know how they are determining weekends. Friday's not a weekend, by the way. Saturday and Sunday would be a weekend.
Saturday morning,
Friday
Sunday
is
night.
A weekday.
I'm just saying
and
that.
If you're going by the letter of the law, which I'm sure some of these women who win these custody cases, the dad's like, I'll pick them up Friday. It's like, Friday, it's not the weekend.
Yeah.
You want to come Saturday at 12:01? That's fine.
I don't.
Did our old producer get custody of his son?
Over Rob, the mom? Our old?
Yeah.
Oh, he might have. I don't remember how that worked.
I don't either.
But she moved out or something, and then so he lived there, and he established custody that way.
But then until
they went to court, and then once they actually went to court, then I'm not sure if he still had custody or not.
I know that they were in a custody battle. Boy, was that nuts. Crazy time. So Doogie this whole time thought people saying that I have my kids every other weekend.
No.
She thinks they have the kid all the time and then every other weekend.
No. So it's only 4 days they're really gone. It's actually the opposite.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Organizations are trying to figure out what we should do with the Syrian refugees.
Where will they go?
Here? We're just trying to figure out why Jeffrey has skid marks in the front of his underpants.
It's none of your goddamn business.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Justin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Rover.
What's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Charlie. Doogie, you're the biggest bitch I've ever known.
Get on with it, you loser.
I was calling in about the whole custody thing. You get them every other weekend and every Wednesday for... Most of the time, you get them every Wednesday as well for about, 3 hours, like 5 to 8.
Well, that's just you. I don't know if that's everyone.
No, it's not even me, honestly. I'm going through my own battle right now to prove a mother unfit. And I live outside of Akron, Ohio. And it is the hardest thing I've ever tried to accomplish in my life. going against a woman in a custody battle.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, Sandy lost her custody battle. That never happens. Like, they must have had some sort. They must have made her look like a wacko, huh?
Yeah.
You got to find those court records, Dieter. It's probably reads like a novel. Justin, how much money have you spent so far?
About $2,000 just on lawyer fees.
Yeah, you're going to spend a lot more than that. She spent $60,000. Yeah. I remember a dumb or old phone screener, he spent like 30 or something, I think.
It will get very bad. I mean, it's worth it, and you know.
Is it?
Very worth it.
I know. Is it really, really worth it?
Like, yes!
You could actually, instead of spending all that money, you could find a new girl and knock her up and have kids with her.
Yes.
No, it's worth it.
That's the thing. That's why my daughter, it's my daughter's mom. She's such a bitch because I did move on. I got engaged, have a wedding date set and everything, and have two other kids. And she hates that I'm happy and have a different family. But she was a lazy, worthless slob like Bougie. And
I hope you lose everything, you freak.
I would work sun up to sundown, come home, have to pick up the house, you know.
Bougie would lose a custody battle, and there's not even another parent involved.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin. Anyway, I told you yesterday about the Applebee's, about the napkin. I believe it to be fake because every time that this has come up, it's turned out it was fake. But there's a waitress at an Applebee's in, where was this at? Radcliffe, Kentucky. Back on September 19th, she had a family come in. They said it was a couple along with two small children. She served them. She claims that they didn't leave a tip and that after the fact they left this note on a napkin. It says, "We don't tip black people," or "I don't tip black people." I can't make out what it says there at the top. But in big letters, I mean, it's like written on the entire face of this cocktail napkin, "We don't tip black people." I just find this a little bit hard to believe that someone would do that. And all of the other cases that we've heard where someone has done this, they write on the receipt. It turns out to be phony. It's a fraud. It's the waitress trying to get sympathy and trying to get money out of people. And that's what I believe it to be in this case as well. I just find it. And she didn't tell anyone at the time. She didn't tell her coworkers. She didn't tell the manager of the place. Nothing.
Bartender.
Nothing. She didn't tell anyone. Why not? Why not? It's weird. So I don't think this actually happened. But I guess we'll wait and see. Maybe this will come out. It doesn't seem like anyone's really investigating this. Like if I owned that Applebee's, I'd be all over this. Like the FBI on Bart O'Kavanaugh. I would be investigating this to see. Can I find that? Obviously, you could. You could find the couple. Could you see on any sort of internal surveillance cameras that I'm sure they have covering the dining rooms of Applebee's? Can you see them write this note and leave it there? I mean, that would be proof positive that it happened. I just don't believe it.
It's weird how all of this just started happening. This was never in the news 5 years ago, everyone getting all these racist notes.
Right, and it's because when the first one that happened, she got like $30,000 in GoFundMe money from someone. Started a GoFundMe for the waitress. They raised $30,000, and then it turns out to be a scam that the waitress, for whatever reason, wanted sympathy and wrote it herself. That's what it always turns out to be. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see if that turns out to be false. But there's another story that I want to tell you about. This is a woman, a black woman, who was hired as a babysitter / nanny by a couple. I think they're fairly wealthy, this couple. They have a young child. The father is a financier. That sounds, I don't even know what that is, but that just sounds like super. I know it has something to do with banking. I just gotta start using that when people ask, what do you do? I'm a financier. What do you finance?
Smart.
ears. I mean, I don't know.
Stuff.
I mean, what do you? What do they find? What does that even mean? Anyhow, sounds very impressive. So the wife sends her husband, the mother of this small child. They hire this nanny. The nanny shows up, and the wife sends her husband a text message, and it says, "No," with like a million O's. "No, another black person." She sent that message to her husband twice. When the babysitter slash nanny showed up. But she accidentally, she didn't send it to her husband. She thought she was sending it to her husband. No, she actually sent it to the nanny. Oh. Oops, wrong number.
The black nanny got that?
The black nanny got the text message from the mother, and it said, "No, another black person."
How can you backtrack on that?
You don't.
Well, she didn't. The mother didn't. They fired the woman. They fired the nanny. Now that nanny is suing them for discrimination. She says that she was promised $350 a day for this 6-month gig, probably what Dougie is paying her nanny.
Holy hell.
$350 a day, and it was a live-in gig.
Damn, you pay that?
So that would be about $60,000 over the 6-month period, plus probably something for room and board. So she's seeking probably $100,000, this nanny is. Now, the couple is not disputing that this happened. They have a reason for why they fired her, though.
They're racist.
No, they have a different reason. Oh. I'll tell you what it is in just a moment. You can tell me if you think it's a legitimate reason. They're using it as their defense. They go, "No, we fired her. Yes, we sent this text message right when we found out she was black. My wife did send that text message to me. But here's why we fired her." And keep in mind, they're saying that the nanny didn't do anything wrong. They still fired her. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back with that and the shizzy, the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Secrets of highly intelligent people. They listen to Rover's Morning Glory.
That's six.
I know it's six. Just listen to the damn show already, okay? Come on.
All right, I was telling you about a story. We'll get to the shizzy, by the way, too. I was telling you about a story in New York where a couple hired a nanny, probably through a service, I'm guessing. And the nanny shows up, and she's black. And the woman who hired the nanny sent a text message to her husband, and she says, "No, another black person. They just fired a black nanny."
Why?
I think they fired her for, I don't know. She had done a bad job, they said.
Okay.
They were expecting a Filipino woman to come. But instead, a black woman showed up. And the woman sent her husband, "Oh, no, another black person." But she didn't send it to her husband. She accidentally sent it to the nanny, the black woman, who just showed up at her house.
How did she have her phone number already?
I don't know.
I don't think that's too odd.
Well, she didn't even know her. Yeah, maybe well, called her to come to, okay, to the house for an interview. That's a good explanation.
Yeah. I don't know how. How do you send the text message to the wrong person, too? I mean, twice. Oh, she sent it
easy.
Twice.
That's easy to do.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're like talking about somebody and you're not thinking, you'll actually start typing it. If I'm talking about Dougie to Nads, I'll sometimes accidentally start sending it to Dougie because I'm just thinking of her, and then I look down and go, okay.
She's such a bitch.
Close call.
Yeah, that's happened before.
Oops, wait, delete.
Send it.
Wait, that wasn't me.
Dom, the phone screener, sent a massive text to everybody, including Doogie, saying, Doogie's such a bitch. He's making us work on the holidays. And Doogie's like, oh, yeah? I'm on the thread. And Dom's like, well, I knew that. I was just kidding.
Yeah. I think we were all, weren't we together? And I was like, oh, you want to have some fun with this? You want to start talking crap about me? Weren't you with me, Dieter, wherever we were?
We were all sitting there.
Shipping.
Oh, and he just wasn't there yet. So all of our phones go off. We all read it like, oh, this isn't good. He doesn't realize that was a group message.
Laughing so hard.
So.
That's good stuff.
This woman and her husband, they hired this nanny. She turns out to be black. She sends this text message. It ends up going to the black nanny. The black nanny is now suing this couple for discrimination, lost wages, that kind of stuff. Probably, I'm guessing, roughly around $100,000 is what the lawsuit is for, but I'm not entirely positive. The couple says, we are not racist. The husband says, my wife had sent her something that she didn't mean to say. My wife is not a racist. We're not racist people. They say that the reason they hired her was not because she was black, but because once the wife sent that text message saying, no, another black person, once the wife sent that text message accidentally to the black nanny, they couldn't trust the black nanny with their kid anymore. They said, how could we put our children in the hands of someone that we've been rude to, even if it was by mistake? This is our newborn baby. Come on. Is that a legitimate reason to fire the woman then?
After the fact, I get it. But they still said that racist line. How do you explain that?
They're the cause of all of their own problems.
They're allowed to be racist, are they not?
But you can't fire somebody because they're black.
That's not why they fired.
If you go back and trace it back, yes, it
isn't
does.
That an interesting? This is an interesting defense here.
Well, I get what they're saying.
They're saying we didn't fire her because she was black. We fired her because we sent her a racist text message by accident. Once we did that, we can't trust our children with her because we think we've offended her.
It'd be the same if instead she was black. They're like, oh, this lady was such a bitch. You know, and you just meet her or something, and you accidentally send it to her. Yep. You'd have to fire her too, right?
Yes.
Because you'd be like, I just called her a bitch on accident.
So, does this black nanny who was fired, does she have a lawsuit?
Yes.
She's suing, saying, I was fired for discrimination. The couple saying, no, you were fired because we accidentally offended you, and therefore we couldn't trust our children with you. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837.
They should have actually just paid her immediately so this wouldn't get to the news.
Yeah, but she didn't do anything.
It's $100,000. I don't know. Maybe this financier has $100,000.
I read that she was only suing for $63,000.
Yes, well, that's it?
Yeah. The Rover put out a high estimate. That's what some people like in this situation would probably sue for. But, okay. It was $63,000 in our money and £48,000 in British money. It's the way I read it because it's from a British news site. Yeah.
Well, I didn't read it in a British news site.
When I Google searched the story, that's one of the... Yeah. That's what I... That's
well,
what
do you think if
from.
I would have read this in a Vietnamese paper, I would have been in...
came from the Independent, which is, I guess, the newspaper in England.
Yeah, how many Cougaran is that?
So...
What country was this? Wait, it was in Manhattan?
Yes, it was in New York.
Yeah, it was in Manhattan, but when I Googled search, but I'm just saying, like, it came up a news site called Independent.
How many euros?
Huh? No, it was not in euros, it was in pounds.
But what about Australian dollars?
I have no idea. I'm just saying what I read.
Why are you so worked up over this?
Why? Just because I'm saying what I read, and you guys play 20 questions over the whole thing.
Well, you mentioned it. All right.
I don't know.
I'm just saying because it was in the article, so I guess they were making a comparison between U.S. dollars and British dollars.
60 million rubles.
Oh, okay. That's Russian money. No, but bringing it down to brass tacks, it's $63,000 is what she's suing for.
Okay,
that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's just in wages, and that doesn't necessarily include room and board. So I think it's going to be more than $63,000. But that's
why do you have to pay her?
Because you are the ones that did something racist. You're the one that caused everything that's happening to you. You caused it by writing that. Now, they have no explanation of why they wrote that. I thought their excuse was going to be, We wrote this for some other reason. It's an inside joke or something.
No, no, no.
You need a reason for the text.
But this almost may work. It's so crazy that it may work in their defense. They can say, no, 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 sure, I did send a racist text, but I wasn't going to fire her because she was black. But once I sent that text and it ended up with the nanny's phone on accident, I sent it to her instead of my husband. Once I sent that, I can't trust her with my kid anymore. So I fired her because of my lack of trust.
Oh, then you at least keep her around for a couple days.
No, it's your baby. You don't want
to. Well, hire a different nanny. And just have you have to just keep paying her for a little bit. But they did all this. They deserve anything they get here.
Aren't you allowed to be racist people?
Well, they also. Oh, yes, you are allowed to be.
No,
a racist
I mean, why
person.
Do you give me that look, but, Charlie? They're horrible people. They're racist. But why should
you're allowed
they have
to? But you can't fire people based on their race.
Is that
no,
illegal?
But they're not saying that they fired her based on
they're
race.
They're taking their dumb excuse.
So they could be racist. The couple could be racist. They could after the nanny. You know, maybe the nanny's out running errands. They could sit there and tell N-word jokes all day long about the nanny, right?
But not to her face.
Wait, hold on.
True.
Doozy just asked if it was illegal to fire somebody over race.
To hire a sitter. So if you, you have all
these
cases.
If you say the reason I'm not hiring you is because you're black,
yeah,
yes.
Well, yeah, you'd never say that. You just wouldn't hire them because they were black, but you wouldn't say I'm not hiring you because you're black.
Okay. But they did say that. In the text, they said
no. They didn't.
They didn't
say that.
No, not another black person.
Right?
You think they're implying and that they're not going to hire?
That they're disappointed that a black woman showed up.
So
you actually
think
they're going to go ahead and hire her? No.
Yes.
The plan was
they'd already hired her. They hired her through the agency.
Okay, and then once they found out she was black, they were going to fire her no matter what.
Not necessarily.
Oh, you
they
think?
Say that they say we weren't going to fire her, but once this text message was sent to her accidentally, we had no choice. We couldn't trust our kids
okay,
with her.
Let's say it wasn't sent to her. They were going to stay with this lady?
I'm
you
sure
think
they
in the long run?
Interviewed her?
Huh?
I'm sure they interviewed her.
Well,
they
I know.
Knew she was black.
The way the text is written, it says, no, not another black person. They weren't going to stay with her. She was out.
No,
I don't know.
I don't think
we
so.
We don't know. They haven't
last,
said that. I don't know. They had, by the way, they also say there was no contract with this woman. So why should we have to pay her for 6 months?
But who is her last nanny?
A black woman.
And why? And what happened to her?
They fired her because she did a bad job, they
okay,
said.
There you go.
So if there's no contract,
yeah, what do you mean, there you go?
Wait
a second. What do you
history.
Mean, there you go?
The history.
No, no. You can fire a... You
sure
can
you
fire
can.
If a black person's doing a bad job, you can fire them for
can.
Doing a bad job.
But then you shouldn't be caught sending texts saying, no, not another black person, and then firing that person. Because now it's a terrible look. There's nothing you can do about it. They screwed up, and they need to just accept this. There's not. They screwed up big time by sending that text.
They won't lose this case, Rover. I don't think they'll lose.
I don't know whether they will or not.
I
can't wait to find out.
You are.
This is a very interesting legal defense.
I think they're going to win.
We didn't fire her because we're racist. We fired her because we couldn't trust her once we sent her a racist text message accidentally. Tony, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tony.
Rover, what's up?
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Yo,
what's happening?
Yo! Douchey, you're an idiot, but I'd like to bang you.
Okay.
Hey, Rover, long quick story. When a couple years ago, I went on a blind date with this chick.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Showed up at the bar, smoking hot. I looked at her as soon as I walked through the door. I said, man, I'm in love. Sat there, started having drinks, got to talking. She started acting a little bit blackish with her talk or slang. Started getting more and more with it as the conversation went on. Sitting there, I said, you know what? I'm going to text my buddy who knows I'm on this date. So I'm sitting there. I said, hey, dude. I said, I have got to get away from this chick. She is nothing but acting like a wigger. All she wants to do is go sit in her car, smoke weed, and listen to rap music. She looks over at me. She's like, really, dude? I sent the text sitting to her.
Wait. So you're sitting right next to the chick, and you sent a text message thinking to your buddy, and it actually went to her.
And went to her phone.
Wow.
At that exact moment, having drinks. And she looks right at me and shows me the phone. And she's like, really? Hey, hole?
So what'd you do?
I said, I apologize. I stuck my foot in my mouth. I didn't know what to do. Ordered some more shots. Went to another bar. Long story short, took her home. Banged her all night. She left in the morning, and that was it.
Wow. And you know what they say. Yeah, once you go wigger, you never go back,
oh.
Right?
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, the funny thing is, I send her a text once in a blue moon asking her if she's around or she wants to hang out. Once in a while, she'll send me a response. Sometimes she don't.
Well, Tony, I'm surprised that the chick stuck around. Normally, if I'm out with a chick and she sends a text message, she thinks she's sending it to her friend, but she's like, God, this guy is such an ugly dork. And I'm sitting right next to her. I think I leave at that point. I don't stick around. I'm surprised she stuck around.
Well, we was already into a couple drinks by the time that happened because the night was going on. I was wanting to see how she was going to be. And like I said, she was so smoking hot. I mean, just to die for. And, I was like, let's roll with it. Let's just keep
doing all right.
Drinks and see where it goes.
I would love to see, Tony, email me. I won't put it on RMG TV, but if you have a picture of this chick, email it to me because I'd love to see.
Facebook
I want to see
her.
Tony's. Okay, yeah. Well, grab a, send me a Facebook profile or grab a picture of her and send it to me. I want to see. I'm very curious about this. I want to see his definition of drop-dead gorgeous.
Yes, I'm always curious about that.
You know? Like, yeah. I want to see, is this on my scale, is this a 9, 10, or is it a 5 or 6?
She's up there. She's a Kardashian, I would say.
Wow. All right. Send me this. I want to see this photo. Send it to me, Tony. Thank you.
But this guy said he wanted to bang me, so really she's probably like a 2.
Yeah, he has low standards.
Real low standards if I'm looking good.
Well, the reason I bring this up, I'm curious about this because sometimes I will see stuff, on the internet. It will be... someone will tweet me and they'll go, this hookup girl is disgusting, or, oh, your girlfriend is, or wife now, disgusting, or Rover, you're so ugly, whatever the case may be. Look at their photo and you go, really? Sometimes they're even in a photo with their disgusting, fat, toothless wife.
Right.
And they're talking about the hookup girl.
Right.
Or Douchey.
Right.
Or Charlie's girlfriend. Or my wife. Or whatever. And I go, how could you even post this publicly when you're photographed next to a toothless fatty? Like, the one tooth she does have is just rotten brown. How do you have the nerve to post that?
It's the response is you just take their profile picture, screen grab it and send it right back to him. That's your only reply.
I don't have I don't even have the energy to do that.
I don't have the time of the day to do it because I get so many of them.
Have the time of the day to do that.
To reply to all the people
time
that
the
say
day.
That.
Time of the day.
The time of the day would be long.
Charlie, I'm Something's not gonna going- give you the time of the day.
Something's going on with you recently.
Yeah.
She's today, getting dumber
it's
every
really
day.
Bad.
Today's really bad.
This week.
Some point. It started bad. And
what's wrong with today?
Just the jokes at the beginning and the now.
Oh, I was
off. You're off.
Time of the day. You said something else also that made no sense.
I'm off.
Peter. You're off, but not like this.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, what's up, Rover? Jeffrey, shut up. I thought it was... it's not uncommon to text the wrong person. I was actually trying to text the show one day about... Yeah. The aftermath, we were talking about some specimen stuff, and I sent it...
Like reaching the top of the mountain specimen?
Well, we were talking about donating something, and everyone was like, you should donate plasma, donate blood, and I was like, no, you should donate stuff.
Sperm, yeah.
Because, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I sent that to my mom accidentally.
Oh, so you meant to text into the show. And you...
Oh, that's good.
So, what is your mom just get a text message that says, "Mom," like, it just says, you should donate sperm?
It said, you should donate fat a sperm. And immediately I realized what I did because I didn't get the text back from the show. And I looked down and I saw that it was from my mom. And I was like, no, don't read that. Mom, don't read that. Text messages in a row.
I wonder if anyone has ever, I'm sure someone has, but. Has anyone ever been sexting and they like have taken a D-pic and accidentally sent it to their mother?
Come on.
I'm sure someone must have done that, right?
Ooh.
In the history of texting.
Oh, out of all people, yeah.
That's happened. But anyone listening right now, have you ever done that?
1-866-YO-ROVER.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that. Imagine that. If you're just trying to take some... Sure, you're probably taking like 20 pictures trying to make yourself look as big as possible, getting the right angle and everything. Just like chicks have that angle, that selfie angle, and they're like, They're in their car and they're looking like they put their hand up at the ceiling of the car.
Why?
And then, well, it makes them look thinner.
I know that, but why do you need to take a picture of yourself in the car with your seatbelt on? It looks
the seatbelt between the boobs or the purse between the boobs. That
seatbelt between the boobs look. That's good, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
I love that.
So hot, and you click on the other pictures. Bam. And then you're like, oh.
How do you not get this?
I get it. I think it's just dumb.
It's not, though.
No, it's not. Guys love it.
Whatever. It is funny to watch girls, though. When we're on the road, I see this. I see this all the time. The number of pictures that they take. I was sitting. We were in Houston. I was sitting on a little chair outside at this, like, not a park, but it was in this. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a big outdoor shopping center, and they had like a park kind of thing there. And just watching the girls just take selfies. I'm talking, no wonder they have to make phones with 128 gigabytes of storage, because most of them are just, it's like I'm talking 200 selfies and then just swiping through, trying to pick just the right one to put that filter on.
I was at a stoplight. And I saw the girl behind me. I was watching her in my rearview mirror because she was sitting at the stoplight doing exactly what all these different... I'm like, who cares? You're driving at a stoplight.
I'll tell you why they're doing it. That's so stupid. Because there's some guy who's texting her, send me a picture right now.
But that's you're in
really
your
want
car.
A new pic,
yeah, that's the, what he's... Yeah, but you'll take anything over
first.
Right?
Right. Let me see what you look like. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Alex, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Alex.
What's going on, Rover?
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, so I got a good sexting story.
Yeah.
So back when I was younger, like freshman in high school, one of the girls I was with got busted by her mom for sending nudies. So her mom took away picture messaging.
Yeah.
So in order to get nudies from this girl, late at night she'd steal her mom's phone and send me naked pictures from her phone.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
And she would love me to send pictures back. And I'm like, are you sure you want me to send you a D-pic to your mom's phone?
Wow.
It's always nerve-wracking sending it to your girlfriend.
Dude, how do you even know that was the girl? That could have just been the mom.
Right.
Setting you up.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I don't think I would do that.
Hey, man, when you're young and you're trying to get some good pictures of your girlfriend, you do just about everything.
You are right. Guys aren't thinking straight when they're doing that. I mean, it's I'm trying to think if I've sent D-pics, but I just you got to be careful, and you don't send that to someone else's phone, to a mother. I mean, what if the girl didn't delete that?
Right.
Chris, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Chris.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, so another sexting story. When I was in high school, I accidentally sent a D-pic to my girlfriend's dad.
Oh. Dad?
How do you do that?
Because the last name was the same, like they're by each other in the phone.
Uh-huh.
But why do you have the dad's number?
Yeah.
Well, he's dating the girl, maybe.
I don't know.
Okay, so what do you write back? nice hug.
Yeah, what did he write back?
He texts back. He said, "I really hope this isn't for me."
Wow.
At that point, you almost have to pretend that it was, though, because you're trying to send a D-pic to his daughter,
but
you send it to him accidentally. You almost have to, at that point, play like, no, I'm actually gay. I wasn't sending this to your daughter.
That's the only play is that way.
Uh-huh. How big is yours, bro?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering, do I just take another one with like a ruler next to it and be like, no, this is for you?
Yeah, well, I think that is a very embarrassing thing that thankfully I never, thank God they didn't have this when I was around. Could you imagine if Brett Kavanaugh had texting when he was a kid? What would have happened? Ooh. Bart O'Kavanaugh? Anthony in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony.
Yo, what's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
So I never accidentally sent a D-pic to anyone, but when I was 16, my mom accidentally sent me a picture of her cooter when she was in the bathtub. She's supposed to send it to her boyfriend, but I got it.
Wow.
And, it was very awkward for the next couple of weeks between us. She told me just to get over it, but that's not something you can just get over.
No,
His own mom
sent him a picture of the veg.
Was it shaved up or no?
No.
Oh, yeah, you know, moms.
Oh my God.
Oh, that wow. could scar you.
Yeah. Now, what'd you do? Did you delete the picture, or did you hold on to it?
Immediately.
Oh, you don't save it or download it?
Come on. Oh. Sick.
How old was your mom, by the way, at the time that this happened?
At the time, my mom was 45.
Wow, look at this. I mean, even 45-year-old women are sending
cootie pictures to yes. their kids? That's
well,
not
to
good.
Their kids, but to their boyfriends.
Not
That's
good.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Anthony. I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Excited because the show is expanding to a bunch of new cities. The rest of the crew is busy researching the age of consent in those states. Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We were telling you about a story about a couple that hired a nanny and accidentally sent a text message. The woman did, tried to send it to her husband, and then she accidentally sent it to the nanny, and she's like, no, another black woman. The nanny, of course, was black. There's a lawsuit involved with that, but that kind of led to sending text messages by accident. Joanne, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I accidentally sent a D pic to my son.
Do you have a
when
D?
We were texting.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
No, I had one on my phone. My neighbor sent me a picture, and I had it on my phone, and because I wanted to share it with my best friend, of course, and I thought I had deleted it, and so I was texting with my son, and it just, like, popped up.
No pun intended.
No pun. And I was... I had crappy contacts on, and I was trying to hit delete, but I hit send.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Now, how do you explain that? First of all, how do you explain that to your son when he just gets a D pic on his phone?
Well, immediately he calls me back, and he says, what the heck was that?
Right.
You know, I mean, of course he knew, but he's like, what the hell? And I said, what?
Oh, you tried to play it off?
Yes, I did.
You're like, I've been hacked. Yeah. She tried the old Anthony Weiner defense.
By showing a wiener?
I left my phone at the store. Someone must have grabbed it and sent you a D pic, son.
I told him, I said, it was one of these perverts that live in my apartment building. These sex offenders, I get these notices from. He sent it to all the women. We reported it.
He bought that?
No, he didn't buy that. Oh, wow, that's great.
He did not.
Joanne, can I ask you how old you are?
Well, at the time I was, let me see, it was like 4 years. I was 56.
56. I mean, this is fascinating to me because when I think of sexting, I'm thinking of like 22-year-old girls that are doing it. But you're 60 years old sending pictures.
Now, I know it.
Wow.
My best friend's the same age. And so I tried to distract him by asking him. So I said, so what's the baby doing?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, she's just sitting on the floor looking up at me. And she's saying, what the hell's wrong with my grandmother?
Well, that is something else. So, Joanne, so your neighbor, were you having a romantic relationship with this neighbor?
It wasn't romantic.
Well, a sexual relationship. Yeah. Wow.
You know.
I got you. Sure. Yeah. All right. Wow.
Was
that's fascinating to me.
No, I was not. No, I'm not. No, I wasn't.
What
was
about
he?
Him?
Hmm?
Was he married, Doogie wants to know?
No.
Yeah. What makes you think that he was married or she was married, Doogie?
He was younger. Yeah, he was younger.
Yeah, he was only like
51.
54. No, actually, he was a spring chicken.
He was late 30s.
Really?
With the 56.
He was late 30s, nice. Doing someone almost 60 years old. That's something else, isn't it?
I didn't tell him how old I was. I don't look my age.
Huh.
Well, that's something else. Now, wow.
But I've since moved from Cleveland, and I've, you know, low key now.
Well, all right, Joanne.
I told my yes. son. I said, someday you'll laugh about that, and he hasn't laughed about that. No. He never brought it up either.
You no. never laugh about that.
No.
At least it wasn't his mom's vagina, though. It was the neighbor's penis. That is better, but that would be very bad if you got a picture. Theodore, what would you do if you got a picture of your mom's vag?
Never talk to her again. Another thing, too, how did he know that was his mom's vag?
Because it came from her phone.
But can't she say, oh, I just took a picture of my friend or a Playboy or something? How did he know that was his mom's?
Well, in that case, it wasn't his mom's. It was a D-pic that his mom had.
Are you sure? The woman,
oh, you're talking about a couple cars.
Yeah.
She was in the bathtub.
If it's not her face isn't in it, I would just play it off and be like, that's not my mom.
The face must have been in it, then.
Maybe the face was in it.
And if you get a picture of a vagina from your mom, you assume it's your mom's vagina.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess.
You'd think that your mom is taking pictures of Playboy?
Someone else's vagina?
Instead, like, I was taking pictures of my friend.
The locker room. Oh, look at this big bush. Are you into this?
Shelly sent me a text message. She says, I accidentally sent a text message to my husband that was intended for you guys. It was a complaint about my husband.
Ooh.
Luckily, he left his phone at home while running to a store, and I was able to delete it before he saw it. So who knows what she was saying.
It?
Tiny penis.
What was the
bad in bed. I don't know what her complaint of her husband was, but she was able to get it. Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Rover.
Hey,
what's up? I got a good one for you.
Yes.
This isn't a text message. What it was instant message, how, you know, employees can communicate with each other through instant message.
Yeah.
So I had a friend that I used to sit in a cube with. I'd sit across the hall from him so we could, like, see each other.
Yeah.
So every morning, our boss, who was like a middle-aged woman, would walk past us to get to her office. And she would always wear tight pants. And they weren't flattering tight pants, but they were always tight pants. So one day I'm talking to him, I'm like, have you ever noticed that she always wears those like tight pants? He's like, oh, man, they're awful. So one day she walks between us. She goes to her office, and I instant message him. I'm like, nice pants, exclamation point. And I'm like, and I'm laughing to myself, and I'm looking at him, waiting for him to read the message so he can laugh at me. 2 minutes goes by, and he doesn't look back at me and laugh. I'm like, what's up? I'm like, I whisper to him, I'm like, look at your instant message. And he goes, I don't have any. So I look down at it, and I sent the message to the lady.
Oh, no. What'd she say?
Wait, I look down. I'm like, F, F, F. I'm just screaming that to myself. So I slowly, like, peek my head up over my cube to see if she's in her office, because if she wasn't, I would have risked being fired to sneak in her office and delete that if she didn't have her message locked. Well, I looked up, and I saw her head in her office. I'm like, So all of a sudden, you can see when somebody's typing back to you, it'll say, blah, 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 it's typing. So I'm staring at this message, and it goes, blah, 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 it's typing. So she's typing back to me, and she responds back, okay. just okay. Now, to make it worse, the week before that, we had sexual harassment training at work on things we should be saying.
Well, so that could have been your cover. Be like, I was just testing you to see if you were, following the sexual harassment guidelines.
Yeah.
Wanted to see how you'd react.
Every interaction with that woman after that was the most awkward thing.
I bet.
Did she wear pants anymore?
Yes, she still wore the pants.
Oh.
Tight pants.
Tight pants. Very tight. Not flattering, just tight, like camel toe. Thank you, Mike. Let me go to Mary in Dayton, and then I'll move on to talk about some other stuff here. Good morning, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, what's happening?
This happened.
This happened to me a long time ago when I was dating online. Anyway, this gentleman's profile didn't say what race he was. Mm-hmm. And we talked for about a month, and I didn't even think about it, but we talked for a month, and I felt comfortable, and I agreed to meet him at a club. Well, I went to this club, and I sat there for about 10 or 15 minutes, and finally this gentleman who had been staring at me the whole time came around, and he was a black gentleman, and he looked at me, and I knew he was just sizing me up and everything. And then he finally said to me, he said, are you married? I said, yes. He said, have you ever dated a black man before? And my answer to him was, no, I really haven't. But I'd much rather, I'd probably be more likely to date a black man than somebody's intentionally playing this game with me.
Now,
I don't get it.
What?
Well, I don't know.
He didn't tell her that he was black.
And he knew I didn't know that.
Right, right.
Okay.
So that is that's an interesting question. Think about this for a second. If you're a black guy and you're online dating and you know the chick is white, do you say anything?
Yes.
You do?
Well, why? Most dating profiles have pictures.
Yes.
And I wouldn't talk to anybody if
he didn't
have a picture.
I did have a picture on there, but he did not.
Why would you trust that?
Yeah, why would you
who
talk
even
to
talking to? Yeah,
I wouldn't go.
Yeah, that is a little. You shouldn't go out on someone.
I mean, that was a long time ago. I only did that once. Yeah. And then I have another quick story.
Yes.
At work, we had this. I worked for the government. We had this young man that would be our gopher, take boxes and do things for us. And he had nice guy. He had a gray suit on. And then later on, I needed some work done, so I went over and I was looking for him, and I saw him sitting in this chair with a gray suit on. I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, hey, can you take some boxes for me? My boss turns around. He had on the gray suit also. And I looked at him. He gave me that look like we all look alike, kind of thing. And I looked at him. I said, well, at least I mistook you for somebody much younger.
Ah. There's another black guy, I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. I was looking for the thread amongst those stories, and I found it. When she said we all look alike, they all look alike, or whatever she said, I sort of put two and two together. All right.
They were both black, but it just happened to they both had a gray suit on, and his back was to me, and I thought it was him, and I felt bad that I was talking to the boss
Sure. All right, Mary, thank you. Wow. Yes, Nads.
There's a very interesting story on line 7.
Okay. Anyway, let me go to Michaela. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. This is Nads' very interesting story. Okay, go ahead, Michaela.
Hi. So, I don't know if you guys know Peter North, but that's my stepdad.
Peter North, and the porn star?
Porn star.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
My mom is Nadia North, and she accidentally sent me a video once of her new porno movie that came out that was supposed to go to one of her friends and said, look at this one. So that was an interesting text message to get while I was at work.
Okay, so your mom is a porn star, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she sent you a video of
her and her husband, Peter North, in a video.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
And she sent this to you accidentally.
Accidentally, and I got the full video clip.
Well, but were you that shocked? Because if your mom is a porn star, haven't you seen your mother, any of your mother's porn before?
No.
Well, what the funny thing is my friends decide to send it to me all the time, joking around, and say, look, oh, it's your mom. So I get it all the time. But it was definitely interesting to see my new stepfather, in the video with her. So
sure.
Has she been a porn star your entire life?
Her? Yeah, she's been a porn star my whole entire life.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I found out one of my friends' mom was a porn star, I'd be printing out pictures every single day and showing them their mom.
I get them constantly.
But you
constantly.
Don't...
And then when your dad's Peter North, technically, you get that even worse.
You don't watch your mom, do you, or your stepdad?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No, but my husband and I just got married, and that was like the talk of the town with all of his groomsmen. Your father-in-law is Peter North.
Did he ever try to bang you?
God, no, I hope not.
It's Peter freaking
my mom
North.
And my husband all the time.
Is this her mom right there,
yes.
Snitz? What's the mom's name?
Nadia.
Oh, there's a lot of pictures online.
Oh, yeah?
Of Nadia.
I don't know if I've seen her before.
No, I haven't either.
Very pretty.
You could see a lot if you just Google her.
You can see inside of her, dude. You don't need to see her. See inside of her.
Oh, jeez.
She's with four guys here.
Yeah, that's like the first image that comes up. Eiffel Tower with Peter North instructing her how to do it better.
I am trying to find... How come I can't find any... Something's wrong with Google. Like, I Googled Peter North Nadia, and it said no results. That's not possible.
You must have the safe search on.
Yeah.
Your mom's not racist.
Oh,
girl.
It is. Safe search is on. Who has that on? How does that get on? What? How do I turn
does
this
Does your
on?
Mom still perform with other guys?
Yeah, she does right now. I think she's coming back from California currently, but yeah.
How old is she?
46.
Hey, here she is. Dieter, you aren't lying. She's really sitting here with Peter North instructing on how to...
That's what I'm saying. First image.
Yeah.
Devil's Triangle.
Now, Michaela, so you saw this video. You were disgusted by this, I guess.
Yes.
And you've never seen any videos of her in the past?
I've seen... People have brought it up, and it's kind of like, all right, you know, whatever. But when your mom literally sends you a video, you're like... Oh, my God. I mean, I've walked into her house, and she's had, like, DVDs sitting on the couch and everything. I'm like, okay, keep walking. But, you know, when she sends it on text, it's a little interesting.
Michaela, are you okay with your mother being a porn star? Are you embarrassed by your mother being a porn star? Tell me your feeling on it.
I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed because I think I've grown up around it so long. But it's when people, you know, you're at a bar and you're in there, you know, oh, your mom's Nadia North or your dad's Peter North. It's like, all right, here we go again. So, and then we were like, for example, when we got married in July, literally, I don't know how many people were coming up to my father, well, stepfather, asking for pictures.
Yeah.
Because he's a porn star. So that's the part where it's a little embarrassing.
How wealthy
How many
is
people
North?
Came up and said that they banged your mom? Yeah. I mean, I banged your mom like 3 years ago.
Is Peter North wealthy?
Yeah.
Like super rich?
I don't think so.
Think about how long he's been around, Rover.
Yeah, he's been around a long
time.
The
80s. Like,
but the guys don't get paid as much as the women.
But how many guy porn
stars
can you name?
No, the guys don't get paid as much as the women.
But they are able to, if they can work consistently, I guess it could be a good living.
How old is the guy?
Oh, he's got to be 50.
Oh, God, he's like 60.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah.
I sent her a picture
of her. He
just
turned 60. I think it was like last month.
My husband.
How?
Wow, he is 61.
How? Yeah. Oh, this is a. Oh, here's a still photo.
The guy, no,
she's fully dressed in this, but this is Peter North and Michaela's mom.
On their wedding
and
night.
And on all the guys. Oh, this is all the guys
no,
getting ready
not.
To gangbang
no,
Michaela's mom. Is that right?
The following pictures, none of these guys have clothes on. She's holding a lot of things. She's going skiing, as we call it.
They're all touching their wankers.
They're fluffy.
Trying to, prep.
Michaela, you said your mom has been doing this for how long?
Before I was born, so 22 years.
Did she hide this from you when you were younger? When did you discover that your mom was a porn star?
I first discovered it probably when I was like 14. The one day I had to grab like shoes out of her closet and there was porn magazines everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she was a stripper beforehand, but that's when I found out she was like a porn star. And then everyone was like, oh, we got to look her up. And that's when, you know. Found everything.
Wow. Was that a shocking moment when you're 14 and you discover this? Are you angry with her for keeping this a secret from you?
Well, at first, I mean, when you know your mom was like, you know, stripping back then, you're like, oh, whatever. But then when you find out, you're like, oh, my God.
Now, what about your sexuality? Do you think that because your mother and stepfather are porn stars, did that make you sluttier? Did it make you, or did it
more
make
open.
You more adventurous in the bedroom? Or do you think it's had no effect?
Not, I wouldn't say sluttier, but I mean you're more open. I would say, but
literally,
I mean, I get a lot of people that are like, oh yeah, you're Nadia North's daughter, so you have to be like out there, and so it definitely puts like a name on you for sure.
Sure. Now you're not following in the. Family business, following in the footsteps?
I am not following in the... No, not in the family business. Gotcha.
Did she ever do take your kid to work day?
No,
you
don't.
The
you
set?
Have to dress him up in a wetsuit for that.
Okay.
Or career day, where you bring your mom in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we never brought her in for career day.
Michaela,
wow.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That is a very strange... What a hot name, too. I think I've said that before. I love that name, Michaela. I knew a super hot Michaela when I was in high school.
You're always hot.
I wish I could remember this chick's last name because she was hot. I think I dated a Michaela once for... No, maybe that was a Mackenzie.
Those are both good names.
Mackenzie's good, too.
Yeah, yeah. Mac for short.
I'm trying to remember this girl's name that I dated. I remember the girl. I can't remember her name, though. Eh, oh, well, whatever.
A lot of pictures of this lady's mom. Oh,
you're still researching
it? Yeah. That was a lot.
Here's Nadia North versus Mandingo's legendary penis.
I need to see that.
That's so gross.
In a video titled Busty Anal.
Oh, okay. Volume 2.
Huh. It is interesting, though, isn't it? All right, let me take a break. Doogie, we do have the shizzy coming up. The news, maybe.
Okay, whatever.
What do you have on the way?
The latest trend for shoe wear. You're going to hate these shoes. It's pretty good. I'll have a picture for it next.
Shoe wear. Okay, yes, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Morning Glory has been number one for over a decade. Don't worry, they have number two covered as well.
I had an unfortunate accident in my ass.
Now, back to the show.
Shizzy in a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
This fall, I'm going to tell you about some of the weirdest shoes that are available. $122 they're going to cost you.
Okay.
I could see Anthony Snitzer buying these shoes.
Oh, yeah. Money bags.
Wait till you see them. I'll tell you this.
What are they, made of lettuce or something? Just two heads of lettuce you stick your feet into? Ben, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ben.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Peter.
Yo.
Yeah, it's just funny. I heard that girl call in about her mom, Nadia. My buddy actually met her on Plenty of Fish like 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, guys like to bust each other's balls. And there's nothing more satisfying than when I looked her up and found a video of her getting slammed by six black guys.
Yeah, that's her thing, it looks like.
Interracial is her thing?
Yeah. Like Ned said, she's not racist.
Yeah, my buddy, he didn't really think much of it, and I did my research and found a couple videos and sent them over to him, and he wasn't too pleased.
I don't think you have to do too much research. I don't think you have to dig deep for this. I mean, these are the first results. Nadia North banged by six black dudes. It's right there.
Yeah, she
I think your buddy pretended he wasn't pleased, but he didn't mind.
First picture.
Because he obviously, I'm sure he would have Googled her, right? So
yeah,
he knew that this stuff existed. You can't not see it. I know that's a double negative, but, you know.
She went by Candy, like, a few years ago, so there's actually more videos from, like, you know, old school. But,
Wait, what's the...
What's the what?
What's the... His friend was not happy when he Googled...
Oh, just forget it, dude. I don't have time to go back and redo the whole show just for you. thank you, Ben.
You want a quick story about Corey, our board op?
Sure.
So a couple years ago, you know BOMO?
Our old program director. Program director. Yes.
He was making Corey clean his office.
Okay.
Because he thought Corey didn't have enough to do. So he goes, just clean my office.
Clean my
office.
Wash
tonight.
My car. You come, right. Can you come over and mow my lawn?
How strange is that? So Corey starts texting his friend, BOMO is a sea sucker.
No.
He's making him clean his office.
No.
He sent it to Bo.
No.
So Bo sends back, whoa, you still here? And Corey goes, he wrote, haha, gotcha, dude. What's up? How's the family? That was his cover. Gotcha, dude. Say, you're a sea sucker. Bo didn't reply back. And Corey said, wow. It's never been the same. That's why he never gets promoted.
That's why he's constantly a board op, yes. Never promoted.
Never gets a raise.
That's an okay cover.
Ha, wait, what's the, that's the way you play. Gotcha, dude. You're a sea sucker.
Oh, God, Corey.
He had a no.
Oh, yeah. He's always a nervous guy anyway, so imagine what he went through as soon as he...
Yeah.
...sent that.
Oh,
but what's the worst part? That Bo made him clean his office?
Or that Corey... is kind of a sea sucker move,
yeah,
right?
It is. Tidy up my office.
That is a little bit
Was
strange.
Corey wrong?
Yeah.
No, he was wrong to send it to Bo.
Yeah, but he wasn't wrong to send it to his friend.
You right. Say no, though. Just say no. I'm not cleaning your office.
Well,
it's your boss.
Yeah, how do you say no?
He can't
no?
make me clean his office.
I mean, the time I made Charlie get on his knees for me, he couldn't say no. I'm
say
his
anything.
Boss.
I'm out sucker. Yeah.
Mason, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning.
What's
How
happening?
You doing?
Hey, man.
Not a whole lot. Last couple years back, I actually used to live with that Nadia chick and her daughter.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I just happened to end up looking for a place to live, and her daughter was like, oh, you can come and move in with us and stay here for a while. And So that was the thing.
Did you witness any gangbangs?
No, but I've heard of a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my buddies said that her aunt.
Who knows whether that's true or not? I don't
right.
know.
I mean, anything's possible, you know.
Anything.
But, true. I mean.
Guys have said all sorts of stuff, you know. I mean, all right.
Yeah, she, I'd come home from work. She'd be laying on the couch naked. I mean, she was never real, like, hiding anything. It was all real open.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, very open. Very
wide
open. All right. Thank you, Mason. Blind James is on the line before we get to the shizzy. Then we'll do the news. Go ahead, Blind James.
Rover Dater, yo.
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 Hey, so I used to bang a porn star out here. Her name was Bridget Bell. That was her actress name, at least.
Uh-huh.
And last year, my brother passed away. She popped up at his funeral with her son. And I didn't know how old her son was, but he's grown now. He's 19. And it was probably one of the most awkward conversations I've ever had to sit there with a 19-year-old kid who has no clue of his mother's past, and the only thing running through my head is, dude, your mom has an AVN award for her poolside scene with Peter North.
So, I mean, you're a blind guy. How'd you bang this porn star?
That was pre-losing the vision.
Oh.
How'd you know she was at the funeral?
I mean, I know her voice, obviously.
Now, I guess maybe she is a porn, if she has an AVN, but anyone who does porn is called a porn star. Isn't that sort of a weird thing? Have you noticed that? Like,
why is that weird?
Well, that's like anyone who works on the radio. Are they a radio star?
I
wouldn't say so. But in porn, if you've done some bootleg back alley scene, you're a porn star.
What those?
Oh, no, this is a legitimate scene. I'm pretty sure like 80% of us millennials had it downloaded from LimeWire.
Sure. All right. I'm looking at her. Bridget Bell. There's pictures of her back in the day. And she
yeah, that was
young.
Back in the day.
Yeah. She looks young. Now she looks a little bit older.
The one
days.
He's talking about is Peter North glazes Bridget Bell.
Ew.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's the one.
Peter North glazes Bridget Bell. Let me see if I can find this one. Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, she's hot right here with Peter North glazing her.
Big ass nipples.
Ew.
I didn't get any nipple shots yet, but I just saw her face. She was good looking. But some of these more recent ones, she looks a little.
I don't know what. I don't know what year that one came out, but I was with her right around 2008.
Gotcha. All right, Blind James. Lucky this chick didn't lose her vision with this shot right in the eyeball.
Oh.
All right, thank you, Blind James. Doogie?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. So, a volcano erupted on the same island in Indonesia where the earthquake hit and then the tsunami that hit.
What's next?
Right? Isn't it insane how much
devastation? Armageddon.
Yeah, we've had over 1,400 people dead. So, they just keep getting one thing after another. The eruption did prompt authorities to warn of possible lava flow. So they've got that to consider. So over here in the United States, we have initial analysis of two letters that were sent to the Pentagon. They were tested positive for the deadly poison ricin. Secret Service is investigating another suspicious envelope that was sent to President Trump on Monday. So that was, of course, intercepted before reaching the White House. This is breaking news from yesterday.
How do you make ricin? I think you make ricin. I think like some of these guys, like militia dudes or weird guys, I think they make ricin. I don't know. What do you make it out of?
Rice.
And
castor oil. Oh. Castor oil plant.
And I guess when they get the mail at the Pentagon, it doesn't actually go to the Pentagon. It goes to a little building in the parking lot of the Pentagon. That's where they sort all the mail. They
detect.
They test it for various substances. So I guess every piece of mail that goes there is screened. All right, go on.
New York, the state launched an investigation yesterday into President Trump following an explosive report alleging that he and his family cooked up fraudulent financial schemes in order to help their parents dodge millions in taxes.
This report, I haven't read this whole thing. I've sort of read summaries of this. Basically, it says that Donald Trump, I know this is hard to believe, is a complete liar. Remember, he said that he got one small loan from his father of $1 million and he had to pay it back with interest. That's not really true. He got loans that equaled, in today's dollars, I think, like $100 million.
That much?
All of his fortune, $400-some million.
$413 million.
Came from his father. And they say that if he would have just taken the money that he got from his father and put it in the stock market, he'd have more money than if he'd done whatever he supposedly is such a great businessman doing. And that all of the assets, everything came from his father. He inherited all of his wealth. He hasn't made anything, according to this document, or according to this report.
By the time he was like 8, right?
That's correct. He was making $200,000 a year starting at age 3.
Well, according to this report, they said much of that fortune came to Trump because he helped his parents evade taxes, set up a fake corporation with his siblings in order to disguise millions of dollars in gifts from their mom and dad.
Yeah.
And remember, so we haven't seen any of his taxes.
I don't think, and frankly, we haven't. But apparently one of his relatives died, a relative of Trump's father, and in his basement he had boxes and boxes and boxes of financial records. And the New York Times got a hold of that and some other stuff. But I really believe, I don't know if they broke the law or not. I don't know. Who knows? But if I want to give a gift, if I'm a millionaire and I want to give a gift to my kids, I don't think I should be taxed on that.
No.
Or they should be taxed on
it's
that.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's a one-time gift.
There was like, at the time, I don't know if there still is, but a 55% tax. So if you gave me $1 million, I would only get $450,000 after taxes.
That can't be now.
Oh, there's still a gift tax.
I thought if it's a gift, there's no tax. That's the point of it.
I'll look it up. But what I'm saying, I've already made that money. It's already been taxed.
Right. Why is it taxed?
If I give it to you, you shouldn't have to then.
Right.
It's a whole scam. The gift tax is a tax on the transfer of property, but let me see if I can find out what the gift tax is. How much is it? Doesn't say. All right, go on.
In northern Minnesota, two men were heading east on Highway 20, and they struck a bear. So the passenger and the driver were checking damage to the car. After they pulled over, they checked the car when another car hit them and ended up killing the passenger.
Oh, man.
So wrong place, wrong time. So horrible story. Just checking your car to see if it's okay.
Right.
You often see these cars sometimes where they're stuck on the side of the road and the guys are sitting right there. God, get the hell away from that car.
Oh, man, your car breaks down.
Oh,
I know.
It's scary. So.
I've been on the side of the freeway like that before, and there's it's scary,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I don't know how these cops are doing it. They're pulling people over, and then they're giving tickets right there on the side of the road.
It's scary.
It's dangerous.
Yep.
I was scared. My car, I think a flat tire or broke down or something. It's been a long time, but I was on the side of the freeway. Just semi-trucks.
Boom.
Yeah, that noise.
Oh, it rumbles your whole car as it goes by.
Yep.
Shakes you. Yes.
Well, there are a couple of times I drive home from work and I'll see the highway patrol pull somebody over. Instead of approaching the driver's side of the car, they'll approach the passenger side. And that's to prevent them from getting hit from the vehicles whizzing by on the freeway because there have been so many incidents of that happening.
Sure.
So.
Good news for those that love Toys R Us. The retailer's debt holders are forming a new company, Jeffrey LLC. It'll control the Toys R Us and Babies R Us brands, including e-commerce assets and data associated with the brand. This is pretty exciting. They also plan to open stores in the U.S., and they're working with partners to bring back these iconic brands in a new way.
Yeah, but why do that? Why open these stores if you couldn't make any money before? What makes you think you're going to make money now?
Oh, I think people miss Toys R Us.
Yeah, but it's not Toys R Us. No, it's Jeffrey LLC.
No, but Jeffrey
Well,
it
would still be Toys R Us, but this would be the company that owns. Yeah,
I think it'll do well.
I don't know about that.
All right, these shoes that I'm going to tell you about, totally want to get a pair for Snitz, are $122.
Okay.
They're called the Lettuce Slide.
Oh, you said that.
Oh, wow, look at
that.
Did
you see this?
I did not. I just knew that Snitz is vegan and he's all into plants and stuff.
It appears, do you have a picture of it, Snitz? Appears to...
Wait, I don't get it.
These are so stupid.
So they're sandals with lettuce on the top part?
Yep, it's like the boss.
As the strap part.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest. You think that's going to last? You know how weak lettuce is?
Limited edition rubber kicks are going for $120.
That's not real lettuce, right? It's just, it's the it's fake lettuce.
It says fresh lettuce on the left.
It's not real lettuce.
It just looks like
it. This is the dumbest thing. You'd have like a rat gnawing on your foot when you walk down the street.
Snitz, what kind of shoes do you have on right now?
Nikes.
And so you, are they leather?
No, I don't wear leather.
What are they made out of?
Canvas.
A canvas, all right. So you don't wear any leather?
No, my belt that I have at home is not leather. No, I don't
wear it. Even has Doc Martens.
I have vegan Doc Martens, yeah.
Vegan Doc Martens.
What do they make those out of?
It's like plastic. It's like pleather, kind of.
Oh, all right.
And finally, did you watch any baseball yesterday, Rover?
I didn't, no.
You know, the Rockies eliminated the Cubs from playoffs last night with a 2-1 win in 13 innings. It lasted until this morning. It was at Wrigley Field, so it was a late, late game. Cubs tied the game 1-1 in the eighth, and then it stayed that way until the Rockies finally scored the 13th inning. So the Rockies now advance to the National League Division Series, where they're going to meet the Brewers tomorrow, while the Cubs will pack it up after losing their game number 163 tiebreaker on Monday to the Brewers. And they're done, right?
Yes.
So now we are continually seeing who's going to end
Dude,
up
Dude, she's just figuring out how playoffs work.
I
when
know.
When you're eliminated, you're done for the season.
That's, well, because you had the losers playing and the winners playing, so I just want to make sure the Cubs are out of it. Right?
That's right.
That's the shizzy.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it for free in the App Store today.
Yes, download the app. Sign up for RMG Plus, too. Why not? You get the Aftermath. You get the Friday Leftovers, the JLR Parody Archive. You get the RMG TV Archive. Sign up at roverradio.com for RMG Plus. And download the app. You can't sign up for Plus through the app, but you can sign up for Plus on roverradio.com, and then you can use the app to access your Plus account. Yes, Jeffrey?
I just want to point out that the our division series, we're playing the Astros. We're in that game's Thursday night.
Okay, thank you. What other sports news do you have?
It's also Friday.
Thursday night.
Yeah, Naz is right. It's Friday, so it's October 5th. We'll be
Naz
in Rochester.
Is right, yeah.
So. But, I just wanted to point, you know, since Dewey was doing the baseball scores, I figure throw
bad information.
It's also at 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. So it's not at night. Game. So, yeah.
So it's wrong day,
I'll
watch wrong
I'll be,
time.
I'll be on the road. I'll be with you guys at the golf outing. I'll try to, listen in on it if I can, or just keep track of it on the internet.
Yeah, because you're such a big baseball fan. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I don't watch a whole lot of sports.
I know. So why would you be like, I'm going to be somewhere at the golf outing. You're going to be somewhere and you're going to listen to the game on your phone? That doesn't make any sense.
I misstated that. My thing was, is like, I have this app called The Score, which I could just get all the sports scores in one app.
Uh-huh.
And I just keep track of the game that way.
But why? You don't care.
Yeah, I care. I want to see the Indians go all the way. I mean, they came close to when they played the Cubs in the World Series. That you guys went to.
Yeah, did come pretty close. When you're in the World Series, you're pretty close.
I mean, I watch them, but I'll listen to a Tribe game every now and then, and I keep cheering them on. Mm-hmm. I just got to give me some new Tribe gear, that's all.
What? I don't know, he's just talking random nonsense. Doogie?
Huh?
I know that you... went to your high school reunion. You went out of town over the weekend.
I did.
Now, a lot of people have been speculating. This was the weekend that Doogie finally got laid. She hasn't had sex in almost 7 years, Dieter. It's going to be 7 years now.
November.
Did she finally put out at this high school reunion? Think you have a little bit of alcohol.
Oh, yeah, she gets tipsy.
Yep. Hot guys.
Gets loud.
All these guys, yeah.
Ex-football players.
I want to find out all about this. Does anyone think
popular
that she
kids?
Put out?
No.
No. No.
I don't think so either. No. Not one person thinks so. I was trying to make a tease out of it.
I know.
Like, find out if Doogie got laid over the weekend.
It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really. All right. Well, keep listening anyways, and we'll find out what happened right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
I know that over the weekend, Doogie gave Gia to Nanny from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Well, a week.
Yep. I know
not
that
a
her.
Week.
I know that her.
I took her to school on Thursday.
Yep.
I went to the airport.
And then you picked her up Sunday night, right?
And I picked her up Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, okay, so Thursday, wow. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So I saw her. Okay. I didn't see her Friday or Saturday. 2 days I didn't see her.
Or all of Thursday, mostly. What time did you drop her off?
Yeah, all of Thursday. Anyway.
And all of Sunday.
So 5 days?
Just round up six.
Okay.
Call it a week.
So I know that Doogie's reunion was on Saturday, which somehow she inexplicably had to call off work on Thursday and Friday as well.
Oh, yeah.
I had someone email me. They were complaining about Doogie. It's interesting. Everyone hates Doogie. However, they were complaining when Doogie called off. They wanted to point out that Doogie takes off more days than anyone else on the show.
I do.
Is that
the
true?
First day of school of her daughter's
didn't,
school. The last day of school.
Didn't take off first day of school. Thanks, though.
They gave me a whole list of all the days you've taken off, and it's a lot.
I have
Disney
22.
Cruises, Disney
yes,
Worlds.
Disney cruises.
I have 22 days left to take off by the end of the year. this year.
That can't be right.
I'm telling you.
That's such a lie.
No, I have it.
Three days is only.
I took off when my brother just died.
Okay.
How many days was that?
That was bereavement.
How many days was that, though?
So that's time off.
That was two days.
I am telling you, I have 22 vacation
days
left. You want to bet?
Yeah.
Okay. Unlike you, I enter my stuff in the system. You don't.
I don't even know how to get into the system.
So
I don't care. They always say, they go, put your time in work day or whatever.
Hours.
I go, whatever. What difference does it make?
Can't they do it?
Saskeith called me all bent out of shape Friday. Oh, you did best of today. Why don't I know? Why do you care? Mm-hmm.
You should know.
What difference is it? What difference does it make? What are you going to do?
He should know. You should tell your boss.
Okay. You tell him.
I was on vacation.
Yeah, she wasn't here.
So was I.
And I was called.
I was on vacation too.
I was on a phone call when my boss yelling at me, why don't I know that the show is off? And I go, Saskeith, I'm not even in town. He goes, oh, how's vacation going?
He didn't even know you weren't here.
Yeah. He didn't even know we weren't doing the show until like 10 o'clock that day. Anyhow, whatever. What the hell was I talking about now?
Days off.
Oh, days off. Hey, Doogie, come on.
I'm telling you.
You just took 2 days off right then.
I know.
So you've only taken one other day off all year? That's just such a lie.
No, I do work.
That's such a lie.
I didn't take any time off after Rover Fest.
Okay, but I take a day off too, and I may still work at home, but that doesn't mean that I get to not use it as a day off. You tell me that this is what a lie she's been caught in.
I worked the 2 days that you took off before Rover Fest.
Hold on. So you just took Thursday and Friday off, correct? You've only taken one other day off all year?
Yeah, I can tell you.
That's such a lie.
Well, for the funeral, Doogie, how many days were you gone? Wasn't it Thursday, Friday when your brother died?
That was, you have bereavement.
So you're not counting that?
No.
So
she has 25 days off.
For my contract.
Yeah.
And but then you an, get sick.
Go ahead.
Sick days, which I haven't done. Bereavement days.
You get bereavement days?
Yeah, of
That's
course.
New.
No, you
Are you
do.
Sure? I'm looking at the thing right now. I don't see those listed. I see
if somebody
sick
dies,
days,
you get that.
Personal holidays, what? Spirit days, vacation days. What's a spirit day?
If you do a work for a charity, you get a day off.
Oh, we don't come in like iHeart gear and pom-poms and stuff?
The bereavement time. So you put that into work day, huh?
But when there's something on the calendar. Doogie wrote, Doogie out, and you took 2 days off in the past couple months. It's on the calendar. What was that for?
I'm looking right here.
She's such a liar.
You want me to bring the calendar in?
I always put it in. I'm like, ew. Oh, really?
You don't put it in.
We're in October, and she's only taken 3 days off total, and two of them were just last week. Right.
Rover sick day.
Rover sick day, do you come in?
Yep.
Every single one?
Yeah, because it's a sick day.
But every single one you come in?
No, she doesn't come in.
Yes, I do.
Then she'll
I
go,
do.
But I worked at home.
Because I do
I don't
come
say
in.
That.
That's what she'll say.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Connor, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Connor.
Hey, did Doogie not take off for her daughter's school to be a room mom once or twice this year?
No.
Yes, she did. At the beginning of the year, Doogie, you have to remember, January.
I'm looking at the days right
Your daughter
here.
Was still in school. So all of last school year, from
I
January on, you didn't take...
June 8th off.
She's such a liar.
I'm looking. I have it highlighted. I took Friday, June 8th off for her birthday.
Okay.
Because we went to Chicago.
Okay.
Then it was Rover Fest. So I didn't take any time off.
No. Go back to January.
I am, you dick.
You're telling me you...
We had just taken off the month of December. So why would I take any time off? Oh, look at that. January 12th, Rover sick day. ER
okay.
chest
pain. So what?
Pains.
We're not...
don't criticize me. Okay, come here.
We are not... counting my sick days.
Okay.
I don't care how many sick days I've taken
take
or vacation days or whatever.
Okay,
You're just lying right now.
What? That's my point. I'm not lying. I have it right.
So did she or did she not take off for her daughter?
January, February.
Of course she did.
Nope.
Right, she did. I
remember you being room mom, for
what
sure.
What date?
Her daughter and her room mom.
When I'm a room mom, I go in the afternoon.
But you took off once to be a room mom.
St. Patrick's Day or something?
Yeah, it was like a holiday. It was
from work.
Valentine's Day. No. It was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. No.
It was something.
What do you got for me, Dieter?
Did you say June? Right here, June 7th and 8th? Oh. Okay, you already put that?
No. She said June 8th.
I was here.
Okay, that's June, like a 7 and 8.
I flew
June
out.
June 7th?
Yeah, I was here, and I took off. I have here. I took off Friday the 8th. Oh, face on you,
what
buddy
other
boy
days do you have, Dieter?
What about 7th?
I was here.
7 looks like it's out.
No.
What about right here, February 26th and 27th? That looks like a DD, like Doogie Out days.
No.
Sure?
Oh, Detroit. We were live in Detroit that
okay
day.
For some reason, Rob, there's not too many on here.
Because I don't because take
she
any time
no,
off.
No, because she doesn't mark them down. Well, you're
yes,
such
I
a
do
liar. You're a liar. You're a liar.
Room mom. You know you were room mom.
I wasn't
making
a room mom.
What's the date?
Yes,
give
you
me
were
the date.
No. There was some party you were doing.
You were doing a party.
They do the parties in the afternoon. I don't know if you know
but you
this,
left
but I got
that
here.
That blew our minds because it was the afternoon. You kept saying, I can't do that because I'm a room mom. I'm out that day. I'm a room mom. I can't cancel that. I remember that one.
I think it was St. Patrick's Day.
It was.
You have September 28th?
September 27th and 28th.
Oh, yeah. Doogie Out. That's on there.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so that's five already.
She says that she's only taken 3 days off.
That's not five already. That was
1, 2, 3, 4.
I took 2 days off just last week because I was at my reunion. And then I took that one day off in Chicago.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning. Oh, yeah, wait. You went to Chicago for your daughter's birthday? What day?
That's Friday. So that's 3 days.
Uh-huh. Only 1 day you took off?
Yes, Friday. We flew out on Thursday.
JD, go ahead.
Morning, Rover. COI.
Arbe, what's happening?
Is there any chance we can get Doozy to take the rest of the month off and get that hot college shit to do the chizzy again?
You guys just bitch when I'm not here anyway.
I don't know who the
point
hot college chick is, but
she
that sounds like a good plan
news
to me. Oh, is this the one who said she could do
terrible
a better job than Doozy?
She did great.
Yeah.
She was terrible.
I don't remember her exactly, but yeah, let's
good
bring her back. Doozy, take 22 days off.
That's fine. I'll take the rest of the damn year off. God. Loser.
I don't believe her that she is.
Yep.
I'm sure our fans can find days
please
that Doogie has not been here.
I you want that email that the guy put everything Doogie the days she missed with
please
the kid and
do
stuff?
Do you have it?
He sent to me too.
Oh, where? I didn't get it.
Oh, you're on it.
Anyway, so you took more days off.
Oh, yep. I did. I went home.
And you went to this this high school reunion.
Here we go. I'll forward to you, Rover, right now.
Who's it?
Todd.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. He sent it to all of us because he thinks Doogie is filtering these.
Filtering what?
Let me just read it to you.
You got it?
Yo, Rover, did I hear this correctly? Doogie said she never takes time off. What a delusional pitch.
Yeah.
She takes the most time off out of anyone on the show,
okay,
probably out
it
of all of iHeart. Gia's first day of school every year. Gia's
didn't
last day
that
of school every
didn't
year.
Didn't do that this
right
year
after Christmas break. She took time off to go on a cruise.
That was last December. Next.
She leaves early all the time for nonsense. Then she took time off to take Gia to Chicago. She never
one
mentioned
day
a sick aunt during that time, but now she suddenly has a sick aunt and has to take off Thursday and Friday.
Total bust of an email.
She took time off to go to Detroit for a few days for her brother's funeral, and more time off to go back to Detroit for another funeral on top of that.
I've
two
only
funerals
had one
back
funeral
to back?
No, that's
aunt
wrong. It was two. Remember,
one
they had the funeral,
funeral,
and then she went back a week or two later when they did a service. You don't recall any of this?
It was a graveside service, you ass.
Now
was
she
I
takes,
not supposed to go?
Now she takes time off while all of you are on the bus when
yeah
it's supposed to be all hands on deck.
All hands
someone
out of
someone needs to
quote
start
out
calling
of here
her out.
Oh, my God. You losers. I didn't take the first day of school off for Gianna's
not this
school year
year. Last
but
year.
Every other year you have.
So what? I have not used all of my vacation days once since I've been here.
Well, none of us have.
Okay.
None of us have
yeah
used it.
Yeah, of course you haven't because you don't put any of them in.
Yes, I do. You don't put any in. God, why is this all on me? You can't handle one day without me?
Because you're the biggest Nazi when it comes to other people.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I speak for Rover. Rover's the one that says it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Never.
So, you take Thursday and Friday off.
Yeah, I should have taken the whole week off.
And you go to this, tell me all about your trip.
I went home on Thursday. I did not see my sick aunt.
What? That was the whole reason you took Thursday and Friday off.
What the hell are you doing?
Was not my fault because
she got better. She didn't have any intention of even seeing the sick aunt.
No.
She just wanted Thursday and Friday off.
Right.
Which is fine, but admit it.
Nope. I can show you my text messages. I sat at the airport all day.
That won't prove anything, text
Thursday.
Messages.
No, because my flight was delayed. I was flying out early so that my cousin and I could go see Aunt Rose. And then my flight got delayed. The plane was broke. They were waiting for parts, blah, blah, blah. So we scrapped all of our plans on Thursday, and we raced to go to have dinner Thursday night. And
I don't understand. How long was the flight delayed?
Oh, my God. 6-7 hours. I was there all day long.
What?
I know. It was terrible. And then getting on a plane that's been broken, that they were waiting for a part. So I was like,
all right, so
is this a normal airline?
Yeah. American, I think it was.
Okay.
So go on.
So then Friday, I was with my best friend. We met one of the guys for a cocktail Friday afternoon, one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the high school. It was her daughter's 17th birthday. We brought her pizza. We brought her balloons. We sang her happy birthday in the high school.
Fascinating.
In front of her class?
In front of her friends.
That is embarrassing.
It was pretty cool.
No, and then, not for her.
Just one random old lady from out of town came in and sang.
And then...
Why were you there?
One time I went to a school dance. I think it was fifth grade. No, maybe seventh grade. I can't remember. But my mom had her friend in town. And they snuck into the school, and they were peeking from around the curtain at me.
I would throw her out. I would take her by her pants and actually throw her out.
Well, that's what we did. It was like the hall, like the gym hall where all the kids were coming out, and we surprised her with balloons, and we sang her happy birthday.
I get the mom, but why you? Do you know this person?
Yeah, her daughter. Yeah, it's my best friend's daughter.
When was the last time you saw this daughter?
In Chicago.
The daughter?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago?
It was 2 months, 3 months ago. June?
Yeah, before that.
That was the first time we had ever met. She loves me. Her daughter loves me. And it was really cool.
She met you once.
It was really cool.
A couple
that
months
we did
ago.
That.
One time anyway. You met her. She doesn't love you. She doesn't want you showing up at her high school.
So then one of the guys we have a big group of friends. One of the guys' parents got a hotel, and they allowed all of us kids to have a house party for the whole week and to be a home base.
Are you talking about now or back in high school?
What are you talking about?
Kids. You're saying us kids.
Us, we're the kids. We're.
You're not a kid.
I don't understand anything you just said. So
one of the guys in our group, his mom and dad live in the same house where we used to party many years ago in high school. They got a hotel so that all of us could have a home base.
Oh, could stay in the house.
Yeah.
Really,
oh,
it's just so confusing.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, it was great. It was awesome. It was perfect.
What'd you guys do?
Why would you want to do that?
Does this dude still live at home?
No, he lives
in Chicago.
It
sounds like it, doesn't he?
No.
Yeah.
No.
He's making it seem like, let's go back and party with my parents. He still lives there. He lives in the basement.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No.
So, all right. So then you're at the house.
So
did you
Friday,
stay at the house or did you
I
have a hotel?
I almost did Saturday. I almost stayed at the guy's house Saturday.
Why?
I
you
did.
Had too much to drink.
Drank too much.
Oh, it's too tipsy.
What'd you drink?
Lie.
Give me a list of what you drank so I know.
Friday night we did Jello shots.
Okay.
How many?
Okay. I don't believe
maybe once you drink one.
She
saw someone do Jello shots. She didn't do
vodka.
Jello shots.
And beer. We had a party bus.
No.
Wait, no. What did you do?
I did vodka. I did beer at the house.
How do you do vodka? Is it a shot? Is it a drink?
It was a vodka soda with a lime.
No. Okay. That's my drink. No. What a lie.
Yeah, she just picked yours.
She's pulled that. She never even heard of that.
Yeah. Robert puts a twist on it. Ask. That's what we had.
How do you do a Jello shot? Just take me through it.
It was in the cooler. There was a cooler in the garage, and one of the girls brought Jello shots.
Okay, then
how do you do it?
Yeah, tell me how you do the shot.
There was a running joke. You take your tongue and you run around it, and then you suck it.
She saw somebody do it.
No, yeah. I swear to God.
She didn't do this.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
What kind of beer? Stall.
No, Coors Light was in there.
She had to get the plug in. She's like, okay, who's the sponsor? Yeah. Coors Light, 12-pack.
Talk slut. No, it was awesome. It was, I can't tell you the last time I laughed as hard as I did. They're just great people. Great, great people. We had an awesome time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful. It makes me sad for people that don't have friends like that.
Forget all of that.
It was
Who
fun.
Cares about that?
And
how on here, do you think she was?
Oh,
is this the most on this, she's ever been
in her life? It's so built up.
Yes. And
oh my God.
Can you imagine being trapped in that house? With her.
She's so obnoxious
they
in
love
these situations.
Me. But no,
like, this
they...
is the most obnoxious you would ever be in your entire life.
No.
She's got to be like the life of the party, super loud, super
drunk.
Not
at all.
Yes.
Not at all.
I got to poop.
Just laughing.
Not at all.
Laughing
trying to get
so
everyone
hard.
Else to drink, but she doesn't have a drop herself.
No, we
know
all...
her scam.
No, it was great. And I proved the point that you say that men and women can't be friends.
Yeah.
That is absolutely not true. We are all friends, and there was nothing bad that happened.
So you didn't put out at all?
Nope, I did not put out. In fact, myself and another girl have been invited.
Had action to each, with
no,
each other?
We've been invited to the boys' trip where no wives are allowed. There were no wives on this trip, no husbands. It was just us girls and guys hanging out. And they do something out in Denver every year. Mm. They've invited Kim and I to go out there.
Now taking more time off.
They want to get laid.
They don't want to get laid. They're
What's
all
the
married.
Come
on, there is dude. Zero sexual tension. Zero. It's all
maybe
friends.
With you, but I mean, I
well,
met your
maybe.
Friend Kim. She's good looking. They probably all want to bang her.
Has Kim ever put out to any of these guys before?
Yes.
No.
Not
none?
Come
Nothing?
On,
not, none of the guys in our group. No, older guys, but none of the guys in my group.
I don't believe that.
Swear to God, we talked about it. Old, there were old teachers that came to the house party from
How
our class.
How ancient are these people? 105 years old? Come on,
yeah, teachers
let's
coming?
Let's just die.
Yeah, gym teachers.
What are you doing? You're pulling them out of a nursing home to come to your stupid high school?
No, they were at the homecoming game, and they heard that Dave was having a party, so they went to his house, and everyone's like, oh my God, Ms.
How old were the parents that you kicked out of that house, too?
Maybe,
85? I mean,
no,
seriously.
Must have been.
70s?
Just let them live.
Yeah, they have to stay in a hotel. Why don't you go to a hotel and let
I
them
did
stay
feel
in their
bad.
Home?
So
yeah.
Was this even a reunion or was it just homecoming?
Reunion.
Okay, so they had like a full
homecoming
reunion
weekend,
somewhere?
Yeah, we like went to a
where
club.
Was it?
It was called a city club.
Uh-huh.
So we had dinner, they did speeches, bar, cake. It was great. They had a montage of all of us from back in the day.
Jim, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Douchey, I got a question.
What?
How does Sass Keith, does he like you?
No. Oh, he loves me.
No, I'll answer that. No.
Okay, whoa. Hold on a minute. He loves her. Okay, wait a minute. How about B2? How does B2 feel about you?
She loves me.
Oh, gosh. How about Charlie's girlfriend?
She loves me.
It's a true sign of a narcissist when you think everybody loves you.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I totally know everybody loves me.
Does Jeffrey love you?
Oh.
Just met
to-
you.
Bang
Jeffrey
me.
Jeffrey's
she does
loves
think
her.
Everyone loves her, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Jeffrey's kids love her. These people that she just met a week ago.
Love her, right. Oh, no, she loves me. I totally can show up at her high school. She's 17.
She
I know
that.
Her. I know,
you know
her well.
Why?
I met her once for 2 hours.
Hey, Rover, have you noticed that she gloms on to everybody like she does B2, like she does Charlie? She's a hanger-oner.
Yes, she is.
She hangs on to anybody and everybody that'll give her a bit of attention. Man, she just hangs on.
No, we had a great time.
Like
and these
tick.
Are my true
we
friends.
A, yeah. Hey, Rover, we call that a tick. They suck blood and they hang on.
That's right. She's
Go
a tick.
Suck
thank
your
you,
own tick.
Thank you, Jim. suck my tick.
No, I'll tell you that when Kim and I were leaving the high school because her daughter's boyfriend showed up. He's a freshman in college, and they were going to do something after. Kim's like, "Oh, I think she really liked that we went to all the kids. They were singing happy birthday to her daughter." And then later on that night, she ended up telling her mom. She's like, "You know, that was really embarrassed, but." Thank you so much. That was really cool. And Kim,
does it make you feel old going to this reunion? Do you feel old now when you come back?
You know what the funny thing is? We all had badges on with our high school pictures.
Yeah.
And no one could read the names. Everyone's like, who are you? I can't read because
eyes are all so bad.
So one of the girls had a bag full of reader glasses that you get like from Target because you can't read the older that you get. But it actually, it was pretty cool to see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was neat.
Well, sounds like you had a good time.
I did.
On your days off.
Why were you at a gay bar?
Oh, so it was...
You have video, Rover, of her.
Oh,
she posted on Instagram.
One of the guys...
Oh, no.
Is she on in this real
no,
loud?
They dragged me into the cage, and he was... grinding on me
in the cage.
I guarantee, is she laughing?
No, I was embarrassed.
Oh, I can see Dushy's gonna be laughing.
No, I couldn't get out, and I just had
is that her screaming?
Yes. No, it's not a siren. Yes.
No,
not
it's
an
not.
Air horn.
It wasn't
that's
me
her.
Screaming.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't. It was the girl, the other girl in the cage.
No, that
Stacey.
Sounds like
no,
you.
No, it's Stacey.
Yep.
No, it's not. I was just. That's Stacey.
Look at your mouth.
No,
you're yelling.
Wait,
hold on. If
I'm
you
laughing.
Look at this, if you pause this, there's Doogie's mouth right there.
I'm laughing.
It's wide open. And when you hear the
no,
audio.
It's the girl on the left.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can't move.
Why,
so
what are you doing at a gay bar, by the way?
In a cage.
Is that why there was no action from these guys?
Are they all gay?
No, they're all married.
What are you doing
but
at a gay bar?
Idea?
They wanted to dance.
The guys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, when I want to dance, I go to a gay bar.
They're all straight. I swear to God, they're all straight.
Dude, why would they
not
pick
a normal
that place?
You don't just go, hey, let's go dance at a gay bar.
It was 2 in the morning.
That's the only place open?
So, yes, we went and had a drink, and then we were right outside this bar, and we're like, let's go in. And then they went dancing, and then we left. We were there maybe 15 minutes.
I don't believe this.
I swear to God. So there's my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then that's one of the guys. And he's just grinding on me.
By the way, your girlfriend, I thought for a second before I saw the blonde hair, I go, wow, dude, she's looking good. She's got some heels on, a black dress.
No.
And then it scrolls up and you go, oh,
she's
now where are you, dude?
I'm the girl in the black that's getting rubbed down by this guy. And then we get kicked out of the cage.
Oh, the one right here wearing the potato sack.
The potato sack.
Right here.
Yes.
The glad
this.
Trash bag.
That's me. The big ass is me. Right there. That big map of the entire cage is my ass.
I see.
And then we got kicked out. And then we went back to
one of
the guys.
Why did you get kicked out of the gay bar? How do you get kicked
out of the
cage?
Too much excitement going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
Then we went back
too hot for the gays to handle. These two women at their high school reunion writhing around in there.
It was awesome.
These two elderly women. It's too hot. They got kicked out. All right. Well, so no action. That was the most action she got right there, that video.
Cage. It was fun.
If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we will be right back with our last shizzy of the morning. What is this? What are you listening to?
The graduation song.
Oh. We'll be back. Hang on.
It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
The shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
A guy finds something pretty interesting when he picks up... He's an Uber driver.
Yeah.
He picks up a ride, a passenger, and he realizes, oh, my God. Wait till you hear the story about the Uber driver.
All right. We will get to that in just a moment. Jeffrey, have you ever thought about being an Uber driver? He loves to drive his car.
And talk to strangers.
I mean, imagine combining the two and making money from that.
Uber driver.
One little problem, my car's too old.
No, it isn't.
I've been in cars worse than yours.
Way worse.
An Uber?
Junkers. Yo, well, yeah, Lyft.
See, tell me if this is bad. I don't do the Uber X anymore, the cheapest Uber, because, like, people were showing up with, like, ratty-ass cars.
Yeah,
and
what do you expect?
I'm just like...
I just want to get from point A to point B, Rover. That's all I mean...
I don't know, man.
How much extra is it?
Oh,
is it twice as much?
Oh my God, it's way extra.
Oh, then just I'll ride in the back of a truck as long as it's a ride.
Yeah.
And then what I tried to do is I tried to figure out, because sometimes you can do cheaper things. Like the most expensive one you can do is Uber Black. Mm-hmm. But they have Uber Select, Uber XL. Those are cheaper versions. But sometimes you could try to almost figure out if you're... Because sometimes the Uber Black people will still take other rides.
And sometimes the Uber Black will be cheaper than the Uber. If there's a big surge going on, it doesn't carry over to the Uber Black. And before, I've taken an Uber Black just because it was the cheapest option.
It's the way to go, isn't it? It's nice.
Oh, guy, one Uber Black, I had a guy show up with white gloves on. I mean, it was a full... I had a driver. It was like I had a car service or something. It was sweet. But Jeffrey's car would pass Uber for sure. Right. He'd have to clean it out a bit, but like the age...
I don't think he's looked at his car.
Oh, I've been in.
Okay.
I've been in recently. We were just there to go look at the refrigerator.
So yes. You've thought about just your car. So if we got you a new car, you could be an Uber driver or newer car.
Well, I mean, I like the car that I have because I can afford the insurance on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
how's
anyways,
your bank account? Are you...
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good? Mm-hmm. You are not overdrawn right mm-hmm. now?
Okay. Got about $195 right
what
now.
What were you going to say? Anyways, you said.
Anyways, I want to wish my son a happy 16th birthday today.
Really? What made you think of that out of the blue?
Oh, well, because let's see. How many times have you criticized me for like not remembering my son's 10th birthday?
Uh-huh.
So I didn't think it was going to get brought up, but I figured I'd just throw it out there. Yeah, my son's 16 today. We're going to get him his favorite Dairy Queen cake. We're going to pick that up this afternoon, and we're going to take him out
driver's
for his birthday
license?
Dinner.
Yeah. What about temp? Does he have his temp license?
No. Dieter, I didn't start driving until I was 22,
but why
dude.
Why do you have to stop
22?
Everybody else from driving?
So he can't drive until he's 22? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, look! When I was his age, that was when the House Financial Responsibility Law was passed.
Okay, but right now it's 16.
Yeah, it's 16. You'd actually start driving with your parents at 15 and a half here.
Yep.
Yeah, you time
well,
it out.
I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just how it is, you know.
No, it's not how you are.
Is that how? Has he asked?
No, he hasn't asked.
He hasn't asked if he can get his driver's license.
I mean, if he's old enough to get a driver's license, all he has to do is just go down to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, get the motor vehicle law digest, and start studying it.
How's he gonna get down there?
I gotta take him.
Yeah, you gotta take him. You have to practice driving with him. Like my dad.
That makes me. That makes me a little nervous because I don't have the ability to. I don't have that extra brake pedal on the passenger side like the drivers.
No one does.
You think my dad had that? You idiot! Installed the extra brake pedal so he can teach me how to drive. No, you go in an empty parking lot and you drive, and he tells you, and then you take it onto the main road. Oof. You don't need a clipboard. Throw that crap out of him. Brake pedal.
What about Val Ray? She's never asked. She's what, 18?
I still want to get. I want to start with my daughter first.
Can I ask?
Getting her to learn how to drive.
Well, how old is your daughter now?
She'll be 18 in March.
Oh,
she's
my
17.
God. Dude, that was the best freedom once you got your license.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that at 16?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was the best.
You're done with your parents.
Yes.
You don't need rides anymore. You can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I still have to pay the insurance on them.
Jeffrey, did you realize this morning when you woke up that it was Tomas Sharon's birthday?
Yes, I did. Oh, I knew that.
Then you just decided to wait until 10:10.
Yeah, somebody told him on Twitter, hey,
yep,
it's your
that's exactly
birthday.
What happened.
Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
Did somebody remind you?
Nobody reminded me.
No, what a lie.
What did you say to your kid this morning?
I said, happy birthday to Thomas this morning before I left.
Where was he?
He was sleeping.
And where?
He's sleeping. Hadn't gotten up for school yet because I got up at 4:30 this morning.
But,
so did he even hear
you? Happy birthday? Why are we sleeping?
Well, he was just waking. He's just starting to wake up. But either way, I wish him happy birthday, and I remembered his birthday for crying out loud.
No,
all right.
Someone just... Someone just tipped Jeffrey off that it's his son's birthday.
Nobody tipped me off.
Yes,
I've been known that for years.
I swear, dudes in the office goes, Jeffrey, what's today? Is today a special day? And Jeffrey's just like, what?
That was 5 years ago.
You said that?
I swear,
no.
That was back in that was back in 2011.
I swear, she said something in the office.
You just warned him.
No, well, she didn't warn him.
Some guy called in earlier saying that, and he was on the phone screening software. He didn't get picked up. Jeffrey might have seen it from that.
I didn't see that at all. I just I knew it was my October 1st. Haven't gotten him anything yet. I'm going to get him his cake. I'm going to take him out to dinner.
So you haven't gotten him any birthday
really,
presents.
Tell me what he wanted for his birthday.
You knew it was his birthday today, but you didn't get him any presents yet.
Not yet.
I see.
What do you mean?
You got to remember that he's 16 now, so I just want.
So he doesn't get presents.
I'll give him money and put money in a card for him.
How much?
$20. That's what I got for my birthday when I was 16.
Dude, get him the temp license. That's the best gift you can give him.
I don't think Jeffrey knew it was Tomas Aaron's birthday today.
I agree with you.
No. I disagree.
I was tipped off that it was Tomas Aaron's birthday today during the last commercial break. That's why. That's when I started this conversation with Jeffrey, and I was going to ease into it and see if he knew.
And
now,
I didn't know either.
Proactively brings this up. I want to say happy birthday to Tomas Aaron. Now, Jeffrey's been on the air all morning. All morning. Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey also, he likes to mention like his daughter's birthday 2 months in advance. Around January, he starts saying, my daughter's birthday is coming up in March. Yeah. He always says this. So the day of the birthday is when he does remember, he walks in and says, well, it's my son's birthday today, big 16. He would have said that to me this morning. I think he just remembered right now.
You did just remember.
I disagree. How
were you tipped off that it was your son's birthday today?
I've been known that for 16 years.
No, you didn't.
Because on his 10th birthday, I was going to celebrate his birthday that particular weekend. And then, you start the whole hubbub about it.
Why didn't you say anything when you came in this morning? Usually you come in on the day, when you do remember, you come in and start just talking about
it. Yes.
First thing in the morning out of the gate, he'll say something.
Snitzer, how did you know it was Tomas Aaron's birthday today?
I saw it online earlier, but...
So Jeffrey was tipped off online.
Yeah, he didn't know. He thought it was just a Wednesday.
So you saw it online, what, someone tweeted it or something?
Yeah, it was earlier in the day, and then I wanted to make sure that it was the right day, because he, on one video, he says, oh, it's the 2nd.
October 2nd?
Oh, I meant it's the 3rd. You know, so he didn't
October 3rd, 2002 is my son's birthday, Snitz.
Yeah. Well, now you know. It's been drilled into your head from the show.
Whatever.
But, yeah. Dude, and 16 is a big number. That's a big birthday.
Sweet 16.
I'd be jumping right at the beginning of the show talking about it.
What are you going to put on the cake?
I'm just going to get him one of the Dairy Queen cakes. Those are my kids' favorites.
What do you put on it?
Happy birthday, happy 16th birthday, Tomas Aaron. How about that?
Do you work at the fence company today?
Yeah. Douche, I gotta earn money somehow. Mm-hmm.
Joe, you're on Rover's
for crying out loud.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey.
The reason Jeffrey treats his kids like they're 10 years old still and doesn't give them any independence, doesn't teach them how to drive, he's afraid of them leaving the home when they're 18. At the time that they turn 18, them...
What? Wait, hold on. Your phone cut out. At the time of the turning 18, what?
At the time that the kids turn 18, them disability checks go to the kids and no longer go to the parents. They're afraid they're going to lose the money. The kids equal money to Jeffrey and his wife. That's why she wants them to get pregnant again back when she was doing that.
I see.
You believe that?
So wait, in a couple of months, he won't get money for Valray?
She's already 18.
No, she's 17 right now.
Oh.
When she turns 18, the checks go directly to the kids. No longer to the parents.
Oh, jeez.
Jeffrey, what are you going to... Is that true?
I got special literature from Social Security on that regard. She still lives in my house. Yeah, I think I can still be her rep aid, but if she moves out, she takes her money with her.
Uh-huh. So, just like this guy said, there's no plan to ever get them out of the house.
Have you guys talked... If she can't drive, I mean, how... Have you guys talked about anything in the future?
By the way, I don't know if the, you know...
The best thing for them to do is to
drive. It might be to stay with them. Well, I don't know if I would want them driving.
Or if they can drive.
Mary Elizabeth would never let them drive.
What are you talking about?
Or leave the house. No, he's right.
Jeffrey's wife won't even let these kids out of her sight. Definitely not going to let them drive.
Jeffrey, they got to grow up. I mean, Jeffrey...
I keep telling her...
Jeffrey has a perfect driving
record. Okay, so your kids are now... Tomas just turned 16 today. Happy birthday, Tomas Aaron, by the way.
Happy birthday.
And Valray is almost 18. Have they ever been left home alone?
No.
Okay.
My wife's too paranoid.
So you think they're going to allow them to drive?
I think they're going to get fed up and go, I'm going to get my license. If he goes to the DMV...
I keep telling my wife they need to grow up. They need to get up, be able to have their own independent lives. You can't be a parent forever.
Right.
I mean, I'll still be there. I'll still be there for them if they need help. But they need to, you know, I want them to start, you know, being able to live on their own and take care of themselves and have their own lives.
They've never even been home alone. Like, you got to do that first. Baby steps. Leave them at home alone for like an hour.
Yeah, you got to remember how paranoid my wife gets because she's always afraid something's going to happen.
What do you think if what would happen? Let's just take your wife out of the equation. If you left Tomas, Sharon, and Val Ray home alone, and you said, kids, don't do anything bad, don't whatever.
Don't turn the oven on.
How do you think, if you came back 2 hours later, you think they would be okay?
Honestly, I cannot answer that question because I've never left them home alone.
Well, what do you think they're going to demolish the house?
What are they going to do, put a ceiling fan
up? I think they could probably, you know, do something and get hurt.
Like what?
I don't know, like if they wanted to cook something.
Okay, tell them don't cook. Don't put the oven on.
So you are I don't know his kids well enough to know this. I don't know if they can be left home.
So, Jeffrey, did they ever leave the house like on their own? They ever go up
My
to the store
My daughter's left
on their
the house on her own to hang out with a few of her friends at the library. I've never had a problem with that because it's right there. It's right up the street from my house.
You haven't just run up. Like, I've done this. My daughter's 8. I just started doing this. And I'm a freak when it comes to protecting her. But I have her on FaceTime, too. I ran across the street to get something, I don't remember, and I came right back home. She's 8.
That's more dangerous than what he's doing.
No, you're allowed as, I think at the age of 8, you're allowed like 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
No, there's no law. I don't think there's a law.
Yeah, there is.
There's a law.
There's a state law that says you can leave your kid alone for 20 minutes.
A cop comes to your house.
30 minutes at age of 9.
And he stops.
No, there's no law. Another teacher told me that because they leave their kid, and I'm like, what? And she goes, you're allowed to do it. And I don't know what. So I've done that maybe 3 times where I've run across the street and come home.
I trust Jeffrey's kids before Gia, who's 8.
But she's
on
FaceTime. But I'm saying that it starts with baby steps.
Let me just read this to you. The Ohio Revised Code does not specify an age for leaving a child alone. There is no law.
Is there a recommendation?
No.
They recommend...
Often the law recommends things. We recommend you don't hit someone in the face with a baseball bat.
Another teacher,
but there's not a law
this.
Against it.
I'm telling you.
I might take my kid out of that class if the teacher's telling you this. That's complete garbage.
No, it was
garbage.
One of my girlfriend that's a teacher that said.
She's an idiot.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
You're an idiot.
I mean,
age were you when you were left home alone?
5.
Get the hell out of here. Now that's asinine. No. There's no way a 5-year-old.
No, that's crazy.
That is insane, Rover.
I'm trying to think.
For 10 or 15 minutes? 5?
Well, I haven't done that.
You could grab a knife and stab yourself at 5.
But I was a smart kid. I wasn't going to do that.
Eh.
And certainly by the age of 8, I mean, they'd leave you alone.
No. The most I've done is maybe 10 tops, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think 10 minutes is reasonable.
So we should start with that, 10 minutes, let the kids be in the house?
Well, the law says 20, Dieter.
Okay, 20 minutes.
Leave them alone for 20.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Law. She's over there Googling, trying to find the law. I just read you the actual law.
I don't trust you. What?
Bruce, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
I had at the time, the kids were 10 and 14 in the state of Ohio. There's actually no law as long as the kids are mentally stable where they know the difference from right or wrong. They know not to turn on a stove where they can take care of themselves. But in the state of Ohio, there is actually no parental advisory law for the child at a certain age.
So wait a second, Bruce, there's no 20-minute rule?
Below our guidelines.
Absolutely not.
Of course, right.
No, there is not. There's no guideline. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, there are you, right up there with Dick.
Where are the guidelines from?
Family.findlaw.com. 7 and under,
stop,
never.
Stop.
What?
Stop. That's not the state. That's just a website.
There are guidelines, hence guidelines.
No, this
is not a law.
There's guidelines.
Yeah, 8 to 10 should not be left alone for more than an hour and a half and only during daylight and early evening. I would never do an hour and a half.
I thought you said it was 20 minutes was the guideline.
No, I just
That's
Googled
your friend,
it real fast.
The genius teacher told you.
Shut up, you douche. She's smarter than you.
Uh-huh. No, she's not.
Yes, she
Whoever
is.
This teacher is
you
obviously
have
a
kids,
moron.
Then you can comment on it.
What does that have to do? I don't even have kids, and I know that that there's no such law.
A law.
What are you Googling now?
Your kid at home alone.
I just read you. It says the Ohio Revised Code does not specify an age for leaving a child alone.
Jeffrey, for your kid's birthday today, so what's the gift going to be?
I have to ask him because he didn't really ask me for anything for his birthday.
Did you even talk leading up to it?
Did you ask yesterday? Like, hey, your birthday's coming up tomorrow.
All I know is that he wants to have his birthday dinner, and he hasn't even picked a place out yet. He wants to surprise us, I guess.
Because he hasn't talked to him about it.
Funny, Dougie. Either way, I'm doing something for my kid's birthday, okay?
You know what you should do is take him out to a parking lot today, let him get behind the wheel, and drive around just a little bit, just to get a taste of what it's like to drive.
That's exactly
your 16th birthday. Yes. Yeah,
you're gonna remember that forever.
That's gonna open Pandora's box.
I don't think he should do that.
Of course, why not?
I'll tell you why. Here's what's gonna happen.
Because he's gonna get
that ceiling fan obsession Tomas Sharon has is gonna be replaced with stealing the car and driving around obsession. He's gonna be doing what I was doing when I was 14 years old, which
turned out fine.
In the middle of the night, taking my mom's car, driving around. So,
but if he doesn't teach him, Rover, then he's going to take the car and not know what the hell he's doing and hit a telephone pole.
It sounds like it's never even crossed his mind. Like, I don't think his kids know that you can start driving
I'll
at the age of 16.
I'll never forget my dad sitting me down in the car and teaching me how to drive stick shift in our yard and him screaming and yelling at me and cussing at me because I'm driving it into a field and I'm about to murder us.
My stepbrother used to let me drive his car around when I was little. Like, I was...
Would you ever forget that? That'd be the best
gift. No, it was fantastic. Then I started stealing my mom's car and driving it around all the time.
But what if the ceiling fan obsession turned into car obsession and then...
He could be the next Richard Rawlings?
Yes.
Gas monkey. He's got that down.
Hey, he learned something new, how to fix cars.
So take him out to a parking lot today.
I don't know, man.
Oh, that's
I prefer to have his temporary driver's license so to avoid law enforcement entanglements.
I don't think is it totally legal if you're just in a big empty parking lot?
If you're on private property, I think you're okay.
Yeah, don't take it out in the street. I'm not suggesting you drive down the street. I'm saying you find a huge grocery store parking lot or something and just let him
whip
it around. Empty, no cars.
Right, and then eventually take it to the street, then the freeway. There's multiple steps. Jeffrey.
He's got to know the regulations, though. He's got to learn those.
Stop.
He's got to learn gas. Yes.
Does he know gas and brakes?
I mean, yeah, my son knows how to read a car's instrument cluster. I showed him how to do that.
Okay.
Doogie Hater Dave 72. Good morning.
Morning, Rover. First of all, Doogie, nobody loves you. It's part of my name, Doogie Hater. So don't think everybody loves you.
You're the loser that calls in all the time.
Oh, shut up, bitch. Anyways, hey, Rover.
Yes.
You guys sit there and asking Jeffrey to teach his kid how to drive when just a year ago or 2 years ago, Jeffrey refused to teach his kid how to ride a bike.
Oh, yeah.
But bikes are for little kids.
At 16, an adult now. You're almost over a bike at 16.
Sure, but why would... Yeah, now, but when they were younger, he never taught them how to ride a bike when they were kids.
You missed that boat.
They didn't even have bikes. So why would anyone think he's going to teach them how to drive now that they're 16? His daughter is almost 18. Now, has it ever been brought up having Valerie drive?
My daughter has asked me about, when are you going to, be able to take me to get my driver's license? I'll tell you, when I get a chance, I'll take you.
It's been two years.
You're able to go get BJs from toothless drug addicts, but you can't take your daughter to get a driver's license. Yeah.
Have you driven her in a car, around? Has she tried anything?
No, I mean, I've driven everywhere she needs to go.
No,
but as far as
the parking lot these guys are talking about.
Has she ever driven a car?
No.
Wouldn't it be great to have another licensed driver in your house that could...
I don't think they can do it. I just have to be honest with you. I really don't believe in them?
No.
Oh, I think they can.
No.
Rover, there's paralyzed people, Rover, from the neck down that can drive.
Yeah.
And you're saying they can't?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
No, I'm not saying this to be...
He installed a ceiling fan in his house and wired it. He can drive a car.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Wiring a ceiling fan and driving a car are two completely different things.
Just eat donuts the whole time spinning around.
Just driving in a circle.
Ceiling fans.
Oh, yeah, you're just getting it out, dude. Like ceiling fans. Christ. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Did you get that, Jeffrey?
I honestly, and I'm not saying this to be.
You're never good enough. You don't try.
Yeah.
I don't
Whose
think
car
that they are.
I don't think,
car out today.
He's never
I'll
home.
Go with you.
I don't think that they're capable of driving. I really don't.
There's less worry about the boy. A girl, you're like, oh, you know, you're nervous about him. But I think the boy should go first. Tomas should go first. He's 16.
Sweet 16.
He's ready.
He's never asked about it. I disagree. I really disagree. I know it sounds weird that Jeffrey doesn't let these kids. I mean, they've never been left alone. They're just not prepared to drive a vehicle. They're just not. And I don't think, you know, I guess this is why Jeffrey hasn't gotten them a license.
But his daughter's actually asking.
You believe that?
Okay, but
yes.
Even if she asks, I don't know if she's asked, do you think she's capable of driving a vehicle?
Absolutely.
Charlie? You're such a liar.
I'll let her drive my car today.
Okay.
Jeffrey, let's set it up.
I don't know. I want them both to study the motor vehicle laws and then they pass that written test, they actually have an actual temporary license, then I can start getting them out and teaching them how to drive.
Well, why don't you go over in your car and let Tomas Sharon and Val Ray take them in a parking lot, let them drive the car.
Okay.
Today. Will you videotape that?
Yeah.
And we can play
it
tomorrow?
It's a birthday gift, yeah.
Yeah, it's a birthday gift for Tomas. I mean, I wouldn't do it, but you're willing to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
What do you think, Jeffrey?
I can see all sorts of things going wrong with this.
Yeah, I could probably picture them accidentally wrecking Charlie's car and Charlie's.
But that's okay.
Yeah, but still, I don't want my kids wrecking somebody else's car.
That's okay. If they do, that's on Charlie.
Yeah. But it's in an open lot. Like, what could they do? See what he's saying?
Well, hit a telephone pole in the middle.
Well, he knows what an open lot is. We'll
find a big lot. Huge, massive,
see, like,
far away from
I started learning how to drive when I was, and my grandfather let me drive when I was very young.
14, 15.
Oh, I was even young. I was like 10 and maybe 8. And I would sit there and he would control the pedals and I would steer.
Sit on his lap?
Yeah. And I would steer the steering wheel.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough to reach the pedals. But that's your first, at least my first introduction to driving a car. His kids have probably never even sat in the driver's seat of a car.
Oh, I bet, yeah. Well, do that today. Tomas sits on Jeffrey's lap.
He's too tall for that, Dieter. He's almost as tall as me.
Well, how tall are you, 5'2"?
No, 5'5".
Okay.
My son's about 5'3".
Rob in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, man.
Hey, Jeffrey. I got a 16-year-old son, and I've let him drive before. It's kind of nerve-wracking. But this is your job as a parent, is to ready them for adulthood. And do not let your kids take their first driving experience with Charlie. That's a dad thing. That's your job.
Yeah, but Jeffrey doesn't care.
Yeah, Jeffrey's
so
not going to do it. I mean, Jeffrey never taught him how to ride a bike.
You got to get him ready, man. You could die tomorrow. Who's going to teach him to drive?
Charlie.
But in his defense, I don't know if they are.
Jeffrey's not thinking along.
I don't know if they're ready for that. I know he's not thinking along.
He just doesn't want to be bothered with
it. Oh, it's a pain in the ass for me to do this.
But I see what you're saying.
From an adult perspective, that I'm not sure his kids are capable of driving a motor vehicle, in all honesty.
No, one way to find out, could do it when I get back from Rochester.
Why not
today's
do it on his 16th birthday?
John,
or today, for that matter.
Either or.
John, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, John.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Ask Jeffrey if his kids ever drove a go-kart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have they ever driven a go-kart, like at high-voltage karting in Medina?
Nice.
No.
They haven't?
Never steering wheel. Do they know how it works? That you turn it one side and the wheels turn.
Yeah, they've never done any type of ride. Nothing.
Bumper cars?
Bumper cars.
They've done the bumper cars, yeah.
Okay.
I took them to Conneaut Lake Park. They drove the bumper cars.
When was that?
That was a few years ago.
How long?
When?
I would say it was about 5-6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that would be a good start. Take them over to that go-kart place.
You've been in it.
High voltage karting in Medina. You've been there, right?
Talk slut.
So take them there. Let them drive there. Let them get used to it. That's perfect.
Okay.
Today, for his 16th birthday.
Well, I got to work my other job today. So,
well, you know what? I'm sure they happen to be open. What time do you get off work?
4:30, and I'm home by 5.
Okay, so let me look. Let's just look at the hours. Let me look here. They are open today until 9 p.m.
Okay.
Till 9. So you can pick them up at 5. You drive down. You love to drive. It's probably at least a 45-minute drive.
Oh, perfect. In traffic, too? That's perfect
right
for Jeffrey.
Right at 5 o'clock. Oh, he loves it.
Loves that.
He never thinks like it's rush hour. Maybe I should wait 2 hours. Nope. No,
that's why I was going to wait. That's why I was going to wait until Saturday afternoon
lie.
And take them. And take them. Whatever.
You just know you're lying right now.
Whatever.
Lie. So.
Whatever.
You never even thought of this until right now. It's like you
Well, no, Robert's giving me the idea. I'm telling you the best thing I can do. I don't have to fight with
No.
Take him down
you
there
do
when
it today.
Fight
you
with
do
Travis.
It today Saturday. On his 16th birthday.
Jeffrey, you drive to the same area to go get gummers from ladies. You can take your kids. Go-kart riding.
It would mean the world to him on his actual 16th
right.
birthday.
And Saturday's going
to be Will
more
you
packed.
Do me a favor? Why don't you call over there. Maybe we can get the whole thing set up for free.
I will
well,
talk
Well, not you call, but I'm saying have the...
I will have
I mean, they're
the
a client of the radio
person.
Station, so I'm sure that this can get done.
And they've treated us very well in the past. I'm
it's
sure
50% off. It's Wednesday. It's student ID day. Do they have any student IDs?
Yeah, they have student IDs for high school.
Boom.
50% off.
Perfect. I'll get it taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah, take the $20 we were going to give him. Anyway, I'm sure you already bought the card and stuff to put it in, right?
Yeah.
I'm still going to take him out to dinner.
No, did you already get the card?
Will you take him out to dinner after you go go-kart race?
I had in mind.
Did you already get the card?
No, I got to get the card still.
Oh, okay.
Liz, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I was just calling to agree with Rover about the kids having enough responsibility to drive on their own.
Yes.
One thing to take them to a parking lot and teach them kind of like how a car works. These kids have never had to make a decision on their own. They're right. Never been left alone. So you put them behind a wheel and they're going to have to make quick decisions like that. They're just not ready. You've got to ease them in.
Yeah. I mean, it's she's right. Never been left alone in the house, which is hard to believe that the one is turning 18 in a couple of months and has never been left home alone ever. But... And even with that, I can't say that that's wrong because I don't know how mentally capable they are. I really don't know. I don't have any insight into that. I haven't. I often think, and this is not a knock on Jeffrey, but I really do always wonder, like, if somehow Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth, let's say they had these kids, and Jeffrey and Mary Elizabeth were like killed in a car crash the next day.
Oh.
And I had adopted those
you?
Kids. Anyone.
Okay.
You, Doogie, even Nads, to be honest with you, and he would be the worst parent ever. Would they have turned out the same way, the kids?
That's a question.
Is it nature or is it nurture?
That's a great
what do
question.
You think?
That's a great question. Would they have turned out the same way?
Right.
Let's just say you.
Right.
I would say not. I would think that it'd be different.
You'd think they'd be driving their cars, they'd be, you know, making college plans and all of that.
I don't know.
I don't know the answer to that. That is a good...
I think it'd be slightly different, but overall, no.
There would still be issues.
What do you think?
I think... I think maybe there, and they may not both be the same, what I'm saying. I think maybe one might have responded better to having Dieter or me as a parent, and the other maybe would probably be pretty much the same, if I were to guess, maybe a little bit better. And this is not a knock on Jeffrey. I'm just... I'm not meaning to make fun of Jeffrey in any way. What I'm saying is Jeffrey and his wife are just, I frankly, it's a miracle to me that they even had two kids and that the kids are still alive. It's a miracle. This guy didn't brush his teeth for 3 years. Okay. That's a true story. Jeffrey didn't brush his teeth for 3 years. How can he be in charge of two kids? I don't know. It's a miracle that they're alive. It really goes to show you how resilient human beings are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you shaking your head?
I don't know. Sometimes I sit up some nights wondering the bane of my existence.
No, you don't. You sit up. No, you don't. You're you saying that because you say no. You sit up at night. Sending liking Facebook messages to porn stars. Yeah,
Nikki Benz.
You never think about your existence or anything like that.
You don't know that.
I do. I know you.
I could sit in my car driving home from work and wonder, why the hell do I even exist in this godforsaken mudball called Earth?
See, I don't think so, because that's a line from George Carlin. So
well,
you're
not all of it. You're just reciting
that.
No, not all of it. When I say I figured out the bane of my existence, but the one where I said this godforsaken mudball called Earth is actually a line from License to Drive.
Perfect for the today.
So it wasn't the bane of my existence.
Your son should watch that movie.
It's not George Carlin, but the godforsaken mudball called Earth is from License to Drive.
You have that movie at home?
Yeah, I have it at home.
Your son watch that movie. Classic.
Define bane of existence.
I just think the bane could be like a synonym for reason. Figuring out the reason why I exist.
No. So
okay, so that's my guess. I'm sorry. I try to make a good hypothesis here. So.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying. Like, I love Jeff. I sit up at night figuring out the bane of my existence.
He's heard that somewhere. It's in a movie.
Yeah, he's heard the phrase. He doesn't know what it means, though.
Unfortunately, no. So I just thought the word bane was a synonym for the word reason. I guess apparently I'm wrong.
The
bane
of your existence would be something that causes you grief or agony or harm or is a pain in your ass, basically.
Like, Doogie's the bane of our existence.
You're the bane of my existence, yes. Jeffrey.
Sometimes I'm the bane of this world's existence.
There you go.
If you really want to boil it down to it.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to Tomas Sharon.
Yay.
Maybe he'll get to drive today. Maybe. Brett, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brett.
Yeah, I was calling. I mean, I think the thing that we've all overlooked here was the fact that do we really want Jeffrey teaching them how to drive? I mean, he just had his hit and run. How many accidents has he been in, too?
Yeah, how many accidents? How many tickets? How many driving without a seatbelt? How many? He's been involved in at least two hit and runs that we know of. So there's probably 20, I would guess, because if we found out about two of them, you know, we're not finding out about the vast majority of them. We just happened to find out about those two. We were lucky. If you had to guess, how many hit and runs have you been involved in?
Just the one that you guys know about. I mean, I know I've had accidents in the past with
where you took off. Remember,
I'm talking about the guy hit you and you took off? Yeah, well,
so that's one.
I wouldn't exactly count as that.
The one at work.
That was a hit and run, except you were the one who got hit and then you ran inexplicably.
Well, I don't know. Anyways, then there was like my first car was an 85 Chevette.
Okay, was
I
that
had a
to
couple
do with
accidents
it?
With that car.
Oh, geez.
Well, what happened?
There was one accident where I tried to make a left turn. I thought I had the time to do it, and my car gets T-boned.
Oh, you did that move?
You got T-boned?
Yeah, I got T-boned, and it was real my fault because I failed to yield oncoming traffic. That was like back in 92.
Who was it? What kind of car?
I can't remember what kind of car. The car I had at the time was an 85 Chevette. It was my
so
first
you got
car.
T-boned once.
Yeah.
What about the time you got T-bagged?
I mean, you never got T-bagged. Maybe Nat's got, I know Nat's got T-bagged.
I'll T-bone your wife later, dude.
Nats, you know what?
What, Jeffrey?
Here's the thing. Why don't you find yourself your own girl, okay? And you know you're capable of doing that, so leave my wife out of it.
Okay.
My wife wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot cattle prod anyway.
Remember when he backed up into the work truck?
Oh, that's right.
Didn't tell anybody.
One. Third hit and run. So we actually know three of
these. I didn't run in that one.
Yes, you didn't tell anyone. You hit the car, you hit the work truck, and then you kept going, right?
No, I...
That's a definition of a hit and run.
I was saying I...
Did you report it?
I told him... I should have told him right then and there it happened, but I waited until the end of the day, if you recall.
Yeah. So three hit and runs that we know.
Jeffrey, how many accidents were you in the Chevette? I remember you telling us a story once. I don't remember what it was. Was it a hot girl that hit you, and then she lied about it?
No, I think there was another accident where I was coming out of the parking lot and a car sideswiped, and it got sideswiped on the passenger side.
Were you turning left or right?
I was turning left.
Okay. So you turned in front of someone again.
Well, I would say, no, the car, well, the way the turn went, the car got sideswiped.
Was the car parked?
No, the car wasn't parked. I was turning, and the car just comes right up and just...
Exactly. So you turned in front of someone. They can't sideswipe you if you pull out in front of them.
Well, it's the way the cars hit.
Tim, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys. High voltage is ready to go. Although, if Jeffrey's son is anything like Jeffrey was last time he came out, has me a little bit worried.
Oh, so you work there?
Yeah, I'm one of the managers at High Voltage.
All right, that's perfect. So Jeffrey and his kids are invited today?
Come on out. Yep, we open at 1 o'clock today, and we'll be ready.
Last time Jeffrey went, I want you guys to remember that he was going, let's just say they go 30 miles an hour. I don't know what the top speed is.
The top speed is 50.
50? Jeffrey was going 15. Because we must have lapped him 100 times. He went around that course maybe 3 times, I think.
Isn't that so weird? He goes so slow in a go-kart, and yet so fast in his own car. He drives like a maniac.
He was looking to put on the blinker when he was turning the corner, and it was just like...
So he drives better in a go-kart on a closed track than he does in real life.
And it was actually more dangerous because of how fast we were going. He was at a standstill.
Right.
These guys usually have to tell people to slow down. Yeah. They're just waving like, speed up.
Yeah.
I keep thinking he was trying to wave me to slow down because he thought I was going too fast.
Too fast.
Yes, it's Tim. All right, okay. Tim will give you, hold on the line here, Tim. All right, maybe we'll take his number or something. We'll get that set up. So, Jeffrey, you're going to take your kids over there? Huh?
Yeah.
Sorry, what? Yeah, okay. For your son's what?
Birthday.
16th birthday. That's right. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Wrap everything up. Tell you what's coming up on the aftermath right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Thought he would get a standing ovation for his performance in bed.
Yeah, thank you!
But all he ended up with was the clap.
This is a weekend ruiner, Rover.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Tell you what's coming up on the aftermath on RMG Plus. We'll give some stuff away here in just a moment as well. If you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up right now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. Either there on the website or with the Rover Radio app. What do you have on the way on the aftermath, Charlie?
Should Jeffrey's kids get their driver's license? We'll talk about Corey calling the program director a sea sucker. And we'll talk about Peter North's stepdaughter calling him. All that more coming up on the aftermath.
Okay, that will start in just a few minutes. Again, if you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, you're missing out. Sign up now at roverradio.com. Caller 30 right now. I'll give you tickets to Cedar Point Hollow Weekends. Check out terrifying mazes and scare zones with plenty of creatures looking to make you scream. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER. And if you go to WMMS.com, keyword contest, and you submit your throwback Halloween photo, you'll have another chance to win tickets. But we'll give them to you right now. If you're caller 30, 866-YO-ROVER. Sinmat wants to know if when Jeffrey's teaching Tomash how to drive, if they'll stop. They'll roll down the window and they'll say, "Hey, baby, how much?" Yeah. Is that part of the driving lesson? I'm sorry, what's that? Right.
No.
And I do want to show you, this is how Jeffrey was tipped off that it was his son's birthday. What timing. What very interesting timing. Here you'll see a screen grab
A guy sent Jeffrey a message and says, good morning, Jeffrey. I want to tell you it's an honor to share this day, your son's birthday, as today is mine. And Jeffrey, that was at 7 o'clock this morning. Jeffrey responded at about 9:30 this morning. Cool beans, dude.
Strange coincidence.
And then when he come
true?
On, the, when
right
he come after on there.
Yeah, right after
10
that.
O'clock.
Yep, right after that.
Jeffrey, is that true?
Yeah, yeah, he shares a birthday with my son.
Cool beans, dude.
And I've been knowing it's my son's birthday for the last year.
I did.
Last year? So every day you can wake up thinking
every
about my son's
I made
birthday?
I made a point to say something on the show and wish him happy birthday on the show. So
After you saw that. And they, I mean, the timing is suspicious, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
He doesn't say anything. Doesn't say anything.
Well,
7 o'clock?
I ever heard of saving, ever heard of always been told save it for the air and not say anything.
I'll past drive time?
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever. At least I got it on the air. At least I saved it for the air, right?
But you, every time you've ever remembered your kid's birthday, you tell us leading
first
up.
Thing in the morning.
Very just
first
to thing. Prove.
Oh. And yes. You mention yeah. It beforehand. You'll go, Wednesday is my son's birthday.
You'll start off
I thought you guys already knew, so.
We did.
No,
I don't think you did.
I think he forgot again. I think he forgot Tomas Aaron's 16th birthday. Forgot his 10th birthday, forgot his 16th birthday.
Yep. I disagree with all you guys, so I'd shut up.
All right.
I just don't want to drop an F-bomb.
Well, you can on the aftermath. That starts in just a few minutes on RMG Plus. Head over there. And we will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Thursday hookup.
Thank you. That's tomorrow. That's right. He remembers that, doesn't he?
Yeah, but not
yeah,
his
but
son's
I'm not
birthday.
Here, so nope. I just want to make sure we always
got
bring
it.
That up. So
have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.